another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me, sisters. To you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me listen.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, get up, get up, get up. To me, we have much, 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 much to talk about. Ooh, yes, we do. How those gas prices going for you out there? How those gas prices going for you out there, huh? Well, if you think you can, you're living with them, or you think you're doing well with them, huh? Well, let me tell you about somebody who's doing a lot better. ExxonMobil reported today that it earned $10.49 billion in their second quarter, the largest quarterly profit ever posted by a publicly traded company. Oh, and the largest on record was reported by ExxonMobil. $10.71 billion. $10 billion. the second largest quarterly profit ever posted by a publicly traded American company. And that's when gas was cheaper. Gas was cheaper during this time. So how ganked do you think that we are getting? How deeply ganked are we getting? Huh? They made even more money while gas prices were down. So explain it to me, Lucy. How does this oil mathematics work? They make more money when gas prices were the lowest for us that they've been in some time during the same quarter. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me. Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
Make your holiday exciting by celebrating Christmas New Orleans style.
Come for the food.
Come for the art.
Come for the history.
Come for the sweet sounds of jazz.
Visit NewOrleansOnline.com to plan a December getaway filled with Revillon feasts, free concert, French Quarter shopping, and all the excitement of Harrah's Casino. And make it last with discounted hotel rates, courtesy of Papa Noel himself. Visit NewOrleansOnline.com today to get your free guide with more than $2,400 in coupons and jazz up your December New Orleans style.
Come for the fun.
Come feel good.
Come for the beauty. Come for the
spirit, heart, and soul.
Come for it all.
Come fall in love with New Orleans all over again.
Discover Christmas New Orleans style at NewOrleansOnline.com.
Excuse me, remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
baile para qué, baile musebetzin, baile para qué, baile musebetzin, makanisi konango, pensa Juan Calena, makanisi konango, pensa Juan Calena, baile para qué. Baile musebetzin, baile para qué, baile musebetzin, makanisi konango.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Don't forget a couple of things. I'm trying to take care of some business here, planning your life. This weekend, today is Friday, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., please come on down to the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, right at 1020 North Taylor. 1020 North Taylor. We're showing an extraordinary documentary. It hasn't been shown in the city of St. Louis before. And I'm not clear about how many places in the state of Missouri that it has been shown. But it's an important film, and it's entitled Blackout. It's about how the votes were stolen in 2000 and 2004 in Ohio and Florida. You think you know about it? No, you don't. This is one of those things that you should come and see it and be inspired to where you need to be politically. This is the International Urban Institute. We are bringing this to you because it's part of the things that the International Urban Institute does. We get the information out there. We empower you. We inspire you. And we want you to participate in the political process. So tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., we're going to have a bit of a panel discussion. We're going to talk about how things are, how you vote, what you should be concerned about, and what you need to be aware of. This is an incredible documentary. Come on out tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. The address is 1020 North Taylor, and it is free. My name is Liz Brown. Be there. And then for tonight, because, again, I'm planning your life, the Greater St. Louis Millions More Movement Local Organizing Committee and the Muslim Student Association present Why a Millions More Movement Part 2. The keynote speaker is Minister Ishmael Muhammad, the National Assistant of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, tonight at the Mildred Bastion Theater for the Performing Arts, St. Louis Community College, Forest Park, 5600 Oakland Avenue. It is free. Doors open at 6:30. Time is 7 o'clock. For more information, call 361-9191. That's 361-9191. I'm telling you, planning your life. We have Exxon reporting $10.49 billion in profit. That's the money that you have after all your bills are paid. After everything is done, you pay all your employees, you pay your lights, you pay your gas, you pay your equipment, you pay everything. What's left is profit. And after all their bills were paid, I think they have one or two bills to have to pay. After all that stuff was paid, they had $10 billion in profit. How y'all doing out there? I'm just asking, how y'all doing out there? And let us move from the gluttony to the torturers. Dick Cheney has snarled out a confirmation saying that interrogators have subjected captured Al-Qaeda prisoners to waterboarding. Dick Hang'em High Cheney said that the Bush administration doesn't regard waterboarding as torture and allows the CIA to use it. It's a no-brainer to me, snarled Dick Cheney. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Sure. Water torture. Huh? Dick Cheney says that George Bush has the constitutional power to do whatever he deems necessary to fight terrorism. It's a no-brainer. Many experts on the laws of war, however, consider waterboarding cruel, inhumane, and degrading. John Warner, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham have said that the law Bush signed last month prohibits waterboarding. Dick Cheney, however, is snarling out in an interview as recently as this week. He said, oh, no. He has the power to do that. It's a no-brainer for me. Shoot, I've never been to war, never going to have to go to war. Monster man. What is waterboarding? Waterboarding means holding a person's head underwater or pouring water on a cloth or cellophane placed over the nose and mouth to simulate drowning until the suspect agrees to talk or confess. On an interview in North Dakota, Cheney let the listeners ask him to let the vice president know if it takes dunking a terrorist in water, we're all for it if it saves American lives. I think the terrorist threat would respect to our ability to interrogate. If that's been a very important tool that we've had to be able to secure the nation. It's not torture. It's not torture, How y'all doing out there? Waterboarding. You know what? I think here's what I would like to be done. I would like somebody filming somebody using waterboarding. And here's the thing. When you look at the issue of Michael J. Fox, what does that have to do with waterboarding? Well, let me try to work through this a little bit. This administration has been just wickedly, wickedly effective in using words, putting nice words on evil things, on bad things. No child left behind when everybody's baby is trying to catch up. They have been profoundly, wickedly effective in that. There are a lot of people out here that are very, very, that listen to the words that they say and believe what the words indicate. Waterboarding doesn't sound that bad, does it? And it's kind of, and how do the people in that camp respond to the reality of the world after deluding themselves? Well, they say that people like Michael J. Fox are faking it. What's that phrase from that movie, Howard, with Jack Nicholson? You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth? My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock today. I'm 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Advil PM. Westbound 70 at 170 McDonald. There's an accident there. Left lane is blocked. Westbound 70 at Highway 4 and 270. Look for an accident. And it's on the right shoulder. Eastbound 70 between 94 and 5th Street, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked. Eastbound 40 between Boone Bridge and Long Road, look for an incident that's been reported of a vehicle spun out facing the other direction. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Lindbergh, look for heavy volume going on around that area. Northbound 270 at Gravois and Marshall, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 at 367 and 170, look for no problems to report there. Eastbound 70 is slow from Bryan Road all the way to 79. Westbound East Bridge traffic is moving well from mid-span all the way into the landing. Westbound King Bridge traffic is looking good from Illinois Bank all the way into the landing. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for it to be slow from about the Illinois Bank on in. And northbound Route 3 onto the approach of Poplar Street Bridge. You can expect some delays. 141 at 40. Look for a vehicle on fire. Northbound 67 at Flucom. Look for an accident reported, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Advil. Aches and pains keeping you up? Big news, Advil PM is here. The multi-pain, pain-relieving power of Advil, plus a gentle sleep aid. New Advil PM. Stop hurting and start sleeping. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Breezy rain today. Steady temps around 50 for this evening. Breezy, mostly cloudy until early morning, then becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high in the upper 50s. And Sunday, partly cloudy, a high expected to be in the mid-60s. Currently, we have 51 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else indeed are you going to go to take advantage of the Monster Sale? That's right, it's Halloween weekend and Sears is having a big sale, the Monster Sale. This Friday and Saturday, 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, plus no interest or no payments for 12 months on any appliance over $399 with your Sears card. And you get on into Sears. They have 12% on all closeout floor models. I'm telling you, this is the time to get your good deals. You've got football, you've got basketball, you've got baseball. Get your big screen television at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, the Monster Sale. Be there.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and Sickle Cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Please don't cry, I gotta keep your head up, even when the road is get 'em, girl. He ain't gonna never change.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. How bad is it for Boy George out there? How bad is it? Is it as bad as being a frog around George Bush? Hold on, let me just give you what I think. George W. Bush, he went to a little town called La Plume. And it's not very often when a U.S. president comes to town. And so those that were there were excited to pay their $350 to hear him speak. And they were expecting to see a rousing talk. So just a little after 2 p.m., Boy George marched up the steps to a makeshift platform at the Keystone College's Gamble Athletic Center, right behind U.S. Representative Donald Sherwood, a Republican, and his wife, Carol, and his daughter, Maria. Donald Sherwood, Republican congressman, introduced Boy George as a man who is no stranger to the people of our region. He's been to our region more than any other president in history. Don Sherwood then went on to say that difficult times call for strong leadership and that he personally appreciated what George Bush had done in the wake of 9/11. Don Sherwood then goes on to say, "My family and I are humbled by the support he has given our campaign." And as he reached out to Boy George and said, "Please join me in welcoming," those in the audience gave Boy George a standing ovation. You would have thought they all had firecrackers inserted in them. Boy George called on Sherwood. He called him the right man to serve the people of the 10th District. He rattled off a laundry list of the things that that Sherwood had done. And then Bush veered off of campaign policy matters by first looking over to Carol Sherwood. "I'm glad Carol is with us today. You want to know why?" he said that. "Because you see, Boy George, the man and the party that was going to bring family values back to the White House, family values back to Washington, D.C., family values front and center. There will be no blue dress stains on this administration. Oh, no. Yet and still, here we are, fast forwarded to 2006. And the emperor has no clothes. You see, Donald Sherwood has had a 5-year affair with a woman half his age. And she's suing him. Isn't that strange? Isn't that strange? Huh. Huh. What a difference, a sex scandal, a legislative scandal. What a difference a few scandals make. Boy George is at a $350 a plate event, first of all, that he's at a $350 event, but he finds himself stumping for a dude who cheated on his wife for 5 years, is suing him, and he gonna pay her. And yet and still, Boy George and Karl Rove are saying that the Republicans are going to win this. And they're also saying something that I believe is true. But they're saying it in a way that it works to their advantage, which again is one of those mystifying things that make you say, what the? They're saying all politics is local. Okay, baby, then explain to me why you're standing next to a dude that's been cheating on his wife, and everybody knows it, for 5 years. She's suing him, and he gonna pay her. If all politics is local, that doesn't look locally very good. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Y'all need to get up. Y'all need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Just when you think that it just couldn't get any worse for the Republican Party. And to all of you Republican babies out here, to all of you BDs out here, you know I'm talking about Bush defenders, all you Republican big old babies out here, the ones that whine and cry and say, it's not fair, why are they bringing this up before the election, it's not fair. Well, sweetie, here's the thing. What better time to bring it up during an election so people can make a decision on whether they want to continue to support people? What, it's better to bring it up after the election when people have to wait another 4 years to make a change? Hans Blitz, the former chief weapons inspector, on Wednesday described the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq as a pure failure and has left the country worse off than under the dictatorial rule of Saddam Hussein. Ouch, baby. Ouch. That was two firecrackers. Ouch. In unusually harsh comments to Danish newspaper Politiken, the diplomatic Swede said the United States government had ended up in a situation in which neither staying nor leaving Iraq were good options. Iraq is a pure failure. I guess that doggone Bill Clinton, he called him too. It's a pure failure. And if any news reporter out here in television land, out here in multi-million dollar, billion dollar television land, had any guts, they would be saying the same thing. It's a pure, absolute, complete, utter failure. And the Iraqi people are worse off today than they were under Saddam Hussein. Yes, that's the truth. And the failure lies firmly at the feet of Boy George and his idiot patrol. Condoleezza Rice in her $1,000 shoes. Donald Rumsfeld in his $10,000 suits, and Dick Cheney in his multi-million dollar bunker. all of them, are responsible for Iraq, and it is an utter, absolute, abysmal failure, and it is their fault. You need to say it, you need to believe it, and you need to do something about it. Utter, absolute, abysmal failure. And it is their fault. How'd that feel? My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Who do you want in Washington? Somebody on your side or behind your back? You want somebody who believes working families should be able to earn enough to make ends meet. But Jim Talent and the Republican team think raising the minimum wage is a bad concept. You want a safety net for our most vulnerable citizens. But Jim Talent and the Republican team voted to cut Medicaid funding for children, seniors, even nursing home residents. You wish you could catch a break at the filling station, huh? While Jim Talent and Republican team voted to give the break to oil companies. $14 billion in tax breaks and subsidies. This November 7th, vote for the Democratic team. Vote for change. Vote for someone who's on your side.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and McCaskill for Missouri.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales, every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Liz Brown. What is the truth behind Jim Talent and sickle cell? Find out on Friday at 7 a.m. when we get to the bottom of Jim Talent and his so-called support of sickle cell research, and sickle cell funding. Join me Friday at 7 a.m. when mothers of children who have sickle cell and experts come to the studio to talk about Jim Talent and his support, or his so-called support, of sickle cell. Be there Friday at 7 a.m.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Car phone, TA.
Liz, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, did you know that was 30 days in February? Did you know that was 30 days in February?
Yes, I did. Because apparently I'm speaking the same way the Georgia.
Well, this guy is the leader of a free world.
Nobody, there are a lot of folks out there. 15 million people gathered worldwide to protest him. They can't believe it either.
It's 30 days in fur.
You didn't know that.
Let me move on to something else right quick. You need to get Keith Olbermann on, Liz. Have you listened to him lately?
I've listened to him, yes. I've seen his stuff.
I mean, he is really setting the record straight with these Democrats. He brought up one item where Tony Snow said that the president only used the word stay the course 8 times. And quickly, Keith Olbermann pointed out, and they had it on record and on the television, where he used stay the course 29 times. I mean, this is the most misleading.
No, they lie. Don't they? This misleading. No, they lie. They look at your face and lie. I mean, let's be clear. That's not hard to find out. They have access to your internet. What you've done on the internet. They don't know how many times Boy George has said stay the course. They're liars. And they're shameless liars.
Plain and simple liars. And then, on the last thing about this wicked administration, they said it's some type of presidential executive order you can use to go past the laws or something.
The signing agreement.
Used it more than any president in the history of the presidency.
Signing agreements, that's what they are.
I mean, why is this stuff just not coming out? How come they haven't been grilling this man over the head?
Well, check it out. Check it out. The head of ABC Television, right, the show where George Stephanopoulos and George Will are on Sunday mornings, he has said it is our job to make certain that we are not perceived as a liberal news station.
By telling the truth?
In any shape or form. They say he said that his job, understand that, there isn't a liberal, there aren't any liberal news stations out there. So if Fox is Fox, and ABC is saying, I don't ever want to be perceived as liberal, we're in a whole lot of trouble. They're not telling the truth because they don't intend to tell the truth. Period dot.
And that's about, and since George Bush has said mission accomplished on that ship, Liz, how many billions of dollars have we spent over there, and how many lives have been lost since that man made statement on that ship?
How many hundreds of thousands of human lives have been lost?
Since he made that statement.
That's right. Oh, that's right. He didn't make that statement either.
Oh, yeah. I know he didn't.
He didn't make that statement either.
Well, they're saying that now it looks like the Democrats may be able to take anywhere from 30 to 40 seats. And from what the polls are saying, and I hope they're correct, they're saying that McCaskill now has a 4 or 5 point lead over talent. And I'm most definitely going to be out there voting for it.
All right. Yeah. All right. People need to get out and go vote. And here's an opportunity for you to see why. Come on out to the International Urban Institute meeting. The address is, of course, with the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. Their address is 1020 North Taylor. That's 1020 North Taylor tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. It's a wonderful film we're going to be showing, Blackout. You need to see it. You need to be part of it. You need to embrace it. Bring your kids. You don't have... If I can just really speak into your lives here, even though I'm not part of all your lives, but I dare say that you all don't have the opportunity to sit down with your kids and watch films like this and have the discussions afterwards. This is a wonderful opportunity. Think about if you as a child had had this opportunity to go and to watch films like this and sit with your community and discuss them. Be there tomorrow. It's not that long of a film, hour and a half film. Saturday morning, get up, get something going, and have come out with your community. Talk about what you need to do for this upcoming election. Inspire yourself, inspire your, and then get on about your day. That's tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. The movie is Blackout. Y'all need to be there. Come on down. It's an empowering thing. learn a little bit about the International Urban Institute and how we roll. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Fine. I need some help. I went to high school and took calculus, and I'm still trying to figure out Karl Rove's math.
I understand.
It just doesn't make sense.
Unless they're planning on blowing up something. Or the other piece of it is maybe this is the Diebold solution. maybe it's the Diebold solution. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Because this is beyond fuzzy math, isn't it?
It's beyond sad.
Mm.
She's desperate.
All right, now.
All right, you take care.
All right, you too. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Can you say Nazi Party? And the reason people don't believe this, they haven't studied how Hitler took power. The Nazi Party kowtowed the press. People who disagreed with him went to concentration camp. As long as the press put out the Nazi Party's propaganda, they were allowed to exist. And it seems to me like our press is really cow-tied.
Well, is it cow-tied are they true believers?
Now, that's another question. You might be right. Maybe they're Nazis. I mean, this free speech and arguing is America and disagreeing. And this outfit doesn't want to allow any of it.
Nope.
And the persistent lying was what Hitler said. Tell a lie long enough and often enough, and the public will believe it. If you look at their early organization before the war, it's exactly the same.
If you go to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., one of the exhibits is this machine that the Nazis put in place. One of the first things that Adolf Hitler did was this computer machine, this calculating machine. And what was the purpose of it? It was to put everybody's name in a database.
Right.
So that they would be, and they identified them by race, they identified them by religion, and they identified them by where they live, they identified them by male and female. They put everybody in this list. What is this administration trying to do and doing?
The same thing now. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think Grandpa Bush helped finance the Nazi Party.
That is correct.
Through New York banks.
That is correct.
I mean, and you don't hear none of this talk, but when I see, I lived through that, and when I see how they're planning this thing, it looks like it's right out of the Nazi playbook, the early one, when they first started. Not the Holocaust or not the rounding up people and killing them. It's the
guess,
political part of it.
Well, and I guess, boy, George is like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Thanks, sir.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. I'll be back in the next hour to talk a little bit about Jim Talent and his pursuit of the sickle cell vote, pursuit of black people's vote. You don't want to miss this conversation. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel my brothers talking to them.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe
that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Arson is believed to be the cause of the raging wildfires in Southern California. ABC's Robert Holgan has more.
Riverside County Supervisor Marion Ashley says the fire was set in a place where it would do the maximum amount of damage.
I'm sorry, they knew what they were doing. They knew this would be a big fire. They weren't just trying to do a little nuisance.
Meanwhile, the hilltop where those four firefighters were killed is now a crime scene. The charred fire engine is all that's left.
The fire is still raging out of control. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed an emergency proclamation to free up state resources to help fight it and to make Riverside County eligible for financial assistance. The St. Louis Cardinals are sitting in the catbird seat with a 3-1 lead over the Tigers after winning Game 5 last night, 5-4. The hometown crowd went wild.
Oh, it was outstanding. New stadium, hadn't been in the stadium, of course, and had our best friends here, my sister and brother-in-law, another good friend, so it's old home week.
Yeah, and one win away from the title.
One win away, and we're going to see it tomorrow night.
It's actually tonight, Game 5. The series is on the line. A rap artist is in trouble with the law. ABC's Dave Schreiber has the latest on Snoop Dogg.
The rap star was arrested Thursday on suspicion of illegal drug and gun possession at Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, California. Snoop posted $35,000 bail and is set to appear in court December 12th. Airport cops had searched Snoop's vehicle and said they found a gun and marijuana. Snoop's lawyer says all charges will be dismissed. The Orange County DA's office had been considering charges against Snoop Dogg last month after authorities found a 21-inch collapsible baton inside his bags as he boarded a flight bound for New York. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
From Vienna, Virginia to outer space, Microsoft billionaire Charles Simonyi is training for an out-of-this-world vacation. He signed up with Vienna-based Space Adventures for a 10-day visit to the International Space Station. This is ABC News.
Bobby, when I was a kid, we didn't have rollback seasons.
Yes, Grandpa?
Kids today don't understand. All they do is save, save, save. They don't understand the way we used to have to spend.
Uh-huh.
Spending money left and right and not thinking a thing about it.
Sounds horrible, Grandpa.
I know saving feels good. I just want you to appreciate it, that's all.
It's rollback season at Walmart. We've rolled back the prices on 10,000 of your favorite items. Stop in today and save big.
It's here at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. The Right Now Factory Authorized Service Event with special offers on tires, brakes, batteries, and more. Buy four Michelin or BF Goodrich tires and get the Works Fuel Saver Package on us. That's a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, and more. Genuine parts and service at Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships. Hurry, it all ends soon. Call 1-877-310-3673 or see participating dealer for details through 11:30:06.
New and disturbing details about the case of a woman who died after plastic surgery. ABC's Deidre Bryant has the latest.
5 years ago, Sandra Joyner underwent a mini facelift at a Charlotte, North Carolina doctor's office. She stopped breathing in the recovery room and was later declared brain dead and taken off life support. Her death ruled accidental. Now a nurse has been charged with murder. The two had been high school classmates. Sally Hill accused of turning off the monitoring alarm and giving the woman an extra dose of fentanyl for stealing her high school boyfriend 30 years ago. Prosecutors say they won't seek the death penalty. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Everybody wants a little slice of heaven, but who wants to own a piece of hell? The web address, hell.com, goes up on the auction block today. And according to the Wall Street Journal, the current owner of the red-hot website is asking several $1 million for it. He had the forethought to register hell.com way back in 1995. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a would-be copper thief is recovering after being shot by an off-duty St. Louis police officer. Authorities say the suspect was trying to steal guttering from the officer's home in the 4300 block of Westminster yesterday afternoon when the officer came out of the house. The officer shot the suspect in the leg after a struggle. The suspect's injuries aren't considered life-threatening. No charges have been filed. Cardinals fans are being warned they could damage their voices if they scream too loud at the games. John Eisenbeis, an SLU care otolaryngologist, says screaming can lead to problems as minor as losing your voice to more serious problems like a polyp on your throat. Eisenbeis says he doesn't actually expect people not to scream and yell at the games and suggests people help protect their voices by staying hydrated and avoiding alcohol and cigarettes. The head of the FBI is warning Americans to be cautious of terrorist attacks. FBI Director Robert Miller visited the St. Louis branch yesterday. Miller says they have to expect that there are those who will try to attack this country again.
I think we should anticipate that there will be other efforts to undertake attacks in the United States. Inevitably, there will be efforts. We have been successful in preventing such attacks for a period of time, but they will keep coming. So we, our counterparts in Canada and around the world, have to continue to be vigilant against such efforts to kill American citizens.
Miller says terrorism can pop up any place, and it's very important for the St. Louis FBI division to be just as vigilant as any other FBI office in preventing terrorist attacks. Finally this hour, firefighters will be going door-to-door tomorrow in the Eureka Fire Protection District for the 15th biannual Smoke Detector Day. Deputy Chief Randy Gable says firefighters will give away and install smoke detectors and batteries to residents. Smoke detectors have been donated by Tech Electronics, and Energizer has provided batteries for this program. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Chaser Plus. This Halloween, whether you're going to your favorite haunt or throwing your own monster mash, use designated drivers to prevent accidents and Chaser Plus to help prevent hangovers. Buy Chaser Plus at Walgreens, CVS, and GNC. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sudafed PE. Eastbound 70 at 94 and 5th Street. That accident's been cleared. Expect delays. Heavy rain is falling throughout most of the metropolitan area with very low visibility in many of the valleys. So just use caution. Eastbound 70 at Air Flight, there's a disabled vehicle. Left lane's blocked. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park all the way through 270, very heavy volume. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor through 270, very heavy volume there as well. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, congestion in pockets there. Northbound 270 at 55 all the way through Marshall, expect delays. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79, look for slow traffic. Westbound Eavesbridge traffic is slight delays as you approach the exit from the center span of the bridge. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, look for delays all the way into Laclede's Landing, and westbound 5570 from 3rd Street on in, you can expect delays into downtown at this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery? Get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Breezy rain steady today with the temperatures in around 50 for this evening. Breezy, mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the upper 50s, and Sunday, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. Currently, we have 51 degrees and drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting rain and 51 degrees. Stay tuned now. It's time for the award-winning wake-up call. More of that with Liz Brown. Coming up next, we'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Revolution in the air, tell me brothers, help me sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, tell me brothers, help me
Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can you
sustain? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. The number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get to me. We are hurtling towards the election, hurtling towards the election. Every single day brings in a new issue, a new topic, a new subject, and maybe even the word revelation needs to be brought into the discussion. There is so much stuff that is happening out here, and we need to talk about it. We need to talk about what is going on out here. We need to talk about how it's impacting us. And as much as the Republicans will whine about, why are you bringing this stuff up now? There is no better time to bring it up, because now is the time for you to make your decision based upon the best evidence that is in front of you. The best evidence that is in front of you. So, here we go. We need to talk about Jim Talent. One of the things that Jim Talent has been pushing on, one of the things that Jim Talent has been talking about, one of the things that Jim Talent has hung his proverbial political hat upon are the efforts to penetrate into the community of African descent. What is the mechanism that he has used to try to penetrate on the front lines of the community of African descent? Sickle cell. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about the fraud that is being perpetrated by Jim Talent and his affiliation with sickle cell. Stay with me. We'll be back.
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Early Birds, get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I wish I didn't get so weak. Ooh, baby, just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Like a queen, a queen.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And the toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. And don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock at the Mildred Bastian Theater for Performing Arts. That's St. Louis Community College at Forest Park, 5600 Oakland Avenue, at 7 o'clock. The Minister Ishmael Muhammad, the National Assistant for the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, will be providing a speech tonight, a discussion, Why a Millions More Movement, Part 2. And this is presented to you by the Greater St. Louis Millions More Movement Local Organizing Committee and the Muslim Student Association. For more information, 361-9191. For more information, 361-9191. That's tonight at 7 p.m. at the St. Louis Community College at Forest Park, the Mildred Bastian Theater, 7 o'clock. For more information, 361-9191. And it is free. Huh. All right, let's get down to it. I have been seeing all kinds of commercials, all kinds of representation about Jim Talent and his relationship with sickle cell and his relationship with the community of African descent. So I wanted to get to the bottom of this. I wanted to see the truth behind the stories and the commercials that we are seeing out here. So I have as a guest this morning Cassandra Lloyd. She is an executive board member of the Sickle Cell Disease
Community Advocates.
Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm blessed.
All right. Cassandra, tell me a little bit about your organization.
Okay, Sickle Cell Disease Community Advocates was started, opened our doors February 1st of this year, and it was due to all the cutbacks once Governor Blunt entered into Jeff City, one of the first programs he cut was the Sickle Cell Disease Coalition here in Missouri, which was located in the health department. After that, the
sickle cell... Okay, let's just slow down just for a second. When you say that Matt Blunt, Republican governor,
yes,
cut this program, what does that mean? Does that mean it's eliminated?
They were given basically 30 days to clear off their debts, and the funds for that particular department was cut. And the sad part to that is the Sickle Cell Disease Coalition, basically they sent out letters, you know, to inform parents if their child, because, you know, newborns are screened at birth. And they were responsible for sending out letters for parents to either follow up with the hematologist according to the results. Well, once that program was cut, that left a lot of parents out. We had, I think, basically after that, it was a 17% turnout of parents that even followed up with their doctors after receiving these newborn screening letters.
So nobody was informing the babies about the sickle cell results, but that entity.
That was the only entity that was
in the state of Missouri
offering genetic counseling. Yes,
in the state of Missouri.
In St. Louis, Missouri.
In St. Louis. What did Jim Talent do about that?
Apparently nothing, because it was cut, and programs were cut after that.
Tell us about that.
The Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, which was headed up originally by Stephanie Hudson, they were located in the Sears building. They lost their funding through the United Way due to cutbacks. So, therefore, there was no resources out here for African Americans. There was Gateway Sickle Cell Association, but they only did education. They did not do any outreach services. And so me as a parent of a child with a sickle cell child, I sat with some more concerned parents and some more concerned citizens, professional people, and we decided to come up with Sickle Cell Disease Community Advocates, in which we will offer education as well as outreach, because I feel the two go hand in hand.
But yet and still, as we sit here today, Cassandra, is there any entity in the city of St. Louis that is contacting the families after the babies have been screened and screened positive for sickle cell trait?
No, Liz. There is no one that follows up. And I actually went to a meeting in Jeff City back in February, and this was one of the big discussions that was brought up.
Now, again, we have a Republican governor. We have a Republican House. We have a Republican Senate, we have a Republican president, and we have a Republican senator, two Republican senators. Has Jim Talent done anything about fixing what Matt Blunt has done to sickle cell?
Nothing has been done to offer African Americans genetic counseling.
And the programs that have been cut, none of them have been replaced by anybody from the state of Missouri with the money.
No, this organization was started by concerned citizens and parents.
And funded through state funds and cut by Matt Blunt.
Correct.
All right. Let's keep going with this, Cassandra. Okay, so you're a member of this organization. You created this organization because of the cuts from Matt Blunt.
Correct.
All right, so what does your organization do?
We offer outreach programs, such as we are starting to do trait workshops. We just recently had a back-to-school event. We also refer parents to Children's Hospital for counseling if needed, but they have to contact us. It is no one obligated to contact the parents for counseling.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but I have to ask this question. When you do outreach out here and you talk to people out there, do you find that folks have any kind of a clue about sickle cell?
No, Liz, and that is our biggest problem. African Americans are not educated. Starting with St. Louis Public Schools, you have nurses who do not fully understand the disease. You have teachers who work with our children, and you have to keep in mind, 67% of sickle cell disease is within the city of St. Louis. So you have a large population of children, adults that live within the city, and these children go to St. Louis public schools, and the teachers are not educated on this disease.
So it's a big deal for a parent not to be notified and contacted specifically after their child is diagnosed with sickle. That's a big deal.
It is a very big deal because once that newborn has been screened, a child's hemoglobin can be either AA, which is normal hemoglobin, AS, which is sickle cell trait hemoglobin, or SC or SS. SC and SS is actual sickle cell disease. SS is a worse form. Once that child has been tested, someone needs to follow up because they have the African American population even under the impression that with the trait you suffer.
Nothing.
Right, correct. And that's not true. How are you going to tell me I have part of a disease, but I have no symptoms from this disease?
Mm.
And also at the same token, we as African Americans need to be educated as far as meeting one another and mating and having children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if just like my daughter, I have to educate her that she needs, I know it's hard when you find love, but she needs to find someone that does not have the trait at all,
mm-hmm.
because she carries both cells.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that we as a race, we are deprived of. And
the funding was cut for that.
It was cut immediately.
Eliminated. The funding was eliminated.
Eliminated.
So, okay, bring us to today, okay? You have this organization out here, and I recognize that there is a political component to getting money for organizations and entities. Is your organization or has your organization had contact with Jim Talent?
Yes, our organization has had contact with Jim Talent.
Talk to us about that.
Okay, when our organization first started, we applied for our 501c. They tried to, because it was a black organization starting, we were taken through every piece of red tape. There were a few phone calls made by Jim Talent to expedite it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as finding any extra funding, there was none. No assistance. We just received a grant from United Way.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as giving us any extra funding, there was no help from Mr. Talent. My problem with this whole support system of Mr. Talent is another thing he has done, he has passed a bill to open up 40 sickle cell centers, care centers through nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
And these will be centers where sickle cell individuals can go, well, children mainly, go and receive blood transfusions if needed, any iron deficiencies that they have. These will be centers that are particularly for sickle cell individuals. But that's the only part of the African-American population that he seems to be supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my problem with this goes a little bit farther when we talk about stem cell.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Cassandra Lloyd. We're talking about sickle cell. We're talking about Jim Talent, the Republican Party, the reality of a relationship. Let's tell the truth about a relationship. We need to do that. We'll be back with more of this conversation. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis, 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sam Portable Storage and Moving Containers. Eastbound 70 between 94 and 5th Street. That accident's been cleared, but traffic's backed up all the way through 79. Heavy rain is falling throughout the metropolitan area with very low visibility, especially in many of the valleys, so use caution and slow down. Eastbound 70 at Air Flight, look for a disabled vehicle. The left lane is blocked. Northbound 55 at Richardson Road, there's a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder, reportedly being a motorist working with a flat tire at this hour. Eastbound 44 at Soccer Park and 270, heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake and 270, heavy volume in pockets. Northbound 55 at Butler Hill and 270, expect normal congestion. Northbound 270 is stacked up from Tesson Ferry all the way through Marshall Road. westbound 270 at Newhalls Ferry and Graham Hanley. Look for congestion going on there. All your approaches into downtown, you can expect some delays, as well as westbound 5570 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It's backed up all the way through 3rd Street. And southbound County Highway 21 at North Street, look for an accident. That's over in the Illinois side. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by SAM, Portable Storage and Moving Containers. Whether you're moving or need extra storage space, a SAM is an affordable alternative to truck rental or self-storage. Plus, now through the end of the month, delivery is free. Call 1-800-GET-A-SAM or visit getasam.com. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Breezy, rain, near steady, temperatures around 50 today for this evening. Breezy, mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, a high in the upper 50s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high scheduled to be around 60 degrees. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have rain and 51. Lambert Field is also reporting rain and 51 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Sears, where else indeed? 3425 Union, it's Halloween time. That means it's time for the monster sale at 3425 Union. That's right. 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, plus no interest, no payments for 12 months on any appliance over $399 with your Sears card. Look, it doesn't get any better than that. Great quality, great prices, and great locations at Sears at 3425 Union. Plus, if you get on down there during the monster sale, 12% off of all closeout floor models. Look, you know you want a big screen television for football, basketball, and baseball. Get on down to 3425 Union. Get your great deal and tell them I told you to.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Star Bright Children's Foundation.
Hail caller, away!
Folks, that's the Sloan Ranger. Catch him weekdays at 5 p.m. here on WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Goodbye, morning. Sorry it had to end.
Hello, morning. Thank you for that, Howard. This is Liz Brown. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. And with that real pretty music, I need to put a shout out. I am looking for folks to help me set up the Wake Up Call band. Yes, I am. Gonna have a band. How'd that sound? I need you to give me a call if you're interested in talking to me about being a member of the Wake Up Call band. Give me a holler at 367-2743. That's 367-2743. And I'll see what we can do. 367-2707. Let's get back to our discussion about sickle cell, because This is really an amazing story. I'm here with Cassandra Lord. She's an executive board member of the Sickle Cell Disease Community Advocacy.
Correct.
And let's continue this conversation about your relationship with Jim Talent and Sickle Cell. So he contacted your organization. He made some calls about your 501(c).
Yeah, but let's go back a little bit further.
Okay.
I can't remember the exact date that the sickle cell disease stamp was unveiled.
It's recently.
Yes, but it has been discontinued as of March of this year.
March of 2006.
Yes, it was discontinued.
Now, so what? What difference does a sickle cell stamp mean?
It meant a lot, because part of the portion from the sickle cell stamp went to the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America.
And as I recall, if memory serves me correctly, I remember there was a certain Republican cheesin at that press conference.
Oh, yes, we had Senator Jim Talent, who was happy to be there to unveil the sickle cell disease stamp, because he was behind pushing it for African Americans to have this stamp.
So we have the picture of him by the stamp, but we don't have the stamp anymore.
And we don't have Senator Talent pushing it to come back.
And we don't have any money from the stamp.
We don't have any state, federal funding
coming from the stamp. Now, I remember being downtown and watching, and after getting all kinds of information about breast cancer awareness, that I remember looking up and seeing the arch bathed in this whole pink light thing in celebration
Wasn't
of that.
Wonderful.
It was very nice. It was a good thing. It was a thing to bring awareness to it. It was a wonderful thing. Wouldn't that be nice to be able to do something like that for sickle cell?
It was request from our organization.
Really?
Yes. To Senator Talent's office. September is the National Sickle Cell Month.
Okay.
And it was request back in July, I would like to say, for the arch to be lit up in red.
So that the world could, the world could see that Jim Talent was really down with sickle cell. It's kind of like, okay, yeah, you want to be with me when the doors close, the lights are off, and ain't nobody else around, but do you want to be with me in front of your friends?
Yes, massa.
Okay, and so did that happen?
Did you see the arch lit up red?
Well, pink is not that far from red. I mean, what did they, he was contacted about this, right?
Yes, he was contacted about this.
And
matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, his campaign manager, which is a black young lady.
Wait a minute, let's be correct.
African-American.
No. She's not his campaign manager. She's a community outreach person. They would have you believe that she was a campaign manager, but she is not. Okay, you can get her card. Pull her card out, but see if she makes it. I saw her handing out bumper stickers at the Black Expo, at a booth, okay? Campaign managers don't hand out bumper stickers at the Black Expo. Assistants do that, and volunteers do that. Well, give me her card, but I guarantee you she ain't nobody's campaign manager.
And we were told, oh, this is no problem. Tiffany Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
We can definitely get this done.
Tiffany told you that?
Yes.
The campaign manager told you that? How did it work out for y'all?
The arch was not lit up red.
What do you think? You think the arch is going to be lit up red if the Cardinals win tonight? You think it's going to take a congressional act to light the arch up in red if they win tonight?
They already have the light pointed towards the arch, I know.
Okay, so continuing on.
Okay, now after all that, Senator Talent had a luncheon for African Americans mm-hmm. that support Talent.
Mm-hmm.
And due to the fact that he has done some work towards sickle cell members of our organization did attend this function. We took a picture, myself, along with our president, CEO, and three other board members. We took a picture, a group shot for Sickle Cell Disease Community Advocates with Senator Talent. Mm-hmm. Probably about a couple weeks after this was taken, I went to the website. Someone called me, and I went to the website.
And we're talking about Talent for U.S. Talent U.S. Senate.
Yes.
Talent for U.S. Senate.
I went to the website, and there I was standing alone, Senator Talent, along with our CEO. And there was another individual that was originally in the picture.
And let me try to paint the pictures for the listeners out here, Cassandra. I think it's important to do this. You go to Jim Talent's website. There's a list of places that you can click on. One of the places, they have home, about Jim, around Missouri, campaign diary, et cetera, et cetera. You go all the way down to the place where it says coalitions. Coalitions is a very powerful word. It suggests that this candidate has built a relationship with organizations. So you look at the different types of coalitions that Jim Talent has. Educators for Talent, Farmers for Talent, Hispanics for Talent, Law Enforcement for Talent, et cetera, et cetera. And at the top, you have African Americans for Talent.
Correct.
And there is a photograph of Jim Talent, and who's standing next to him?
That's our CEO, President Carolyn Douglas.
I ain't talking about her. Who's the other person standing next?
Oh, that's me.
Now, do you have a problem? Did they ask you if they could?
No, let me tell you even how it got to that page.
Okay.
It first was originally on the page that stated supporters, African-Americans supporting Talent. So when I saw it on...
Wait a minute, there was a page saying African-American supporters for Talent. There was
yes.
a separate a page
yes,
for that.
Yes, a separate page.
Okay.
And when I saw this, I was very disturbed
mm-hmm.
because it gave a false reading. First of all, it was a group shot of our organization. There were three members missing out of this picture. That part I didn't understand. So at that time, again, I contacted Mr. Talent's campaign manager.
Mm-hmm. So
and,
she said, uh-huh, okay.
And
campaign manager.
I request that my picture be removed just as the other three board members' picture was removed. And I was
so wait a minute. Just let me paint the picture for the audience here. There was a picture with all of your members and Jim Talent.
Correct.
When that photograph was taken and placed upon the website, it was cropped so that three of the members were not showing in that picture.
Originally, two of the members weren't showing.
Okay, but it was the photograph was cropped so that those two members were not in there.
Correct.
So you made a request to Tiffany, crop my picture out of there too because I'm not part of this.
Correct, because I am not a Talent supporter.
Okay, and what did she say?
I was told that that could be done just as the arch could be lit up red.
Okay, how'd that work out for you?
Approximately 3 weeks ago, I received another telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, are you a Republican supporter? And I said, no. They said, well, your picture is on Talent's page, and you're happy and cheesing. So I went to the website, and I guess partially I was deceived that my picture would be removed. It was removed from African-American supporters for Talent
into
coalitions for Talent.
And I would say, you know, just my observation of how the whole thing, or my concern about how the whole thing rolls, that's the criticism that is leveled at the Republican Party of the deception and the deceit and the dishonesty.
Correct.
Because technically, she did accommodate you. It was removed from there, but simply, Tiffany, the campaign manager, moved it to a Talent Coalition.
Correct. And at that time, the third board member was removed from the picture. So it only left myself as a board member and our president and CEO.
So it's now reduced down to two people. And so they've been cropping and cropping and cropping.
But I wasn't cropped out.
But you weren't cropped out.
Correct.
And as of today, I'm sitting here looking at it today, your picture is on their website and you have made phone call to the campaign manager, Tiffany, and is still there.
I am still deceived as a supporter.
And so it makes you have to ask the question about, well, is anybody else on here falsely? I mean, is there really, because the Hispanics for Talent is cropped down to one person. So maybe that's supposed to be cropped down to Jim Talent only. I mean, we look at this website. Who is, for real, a coalition for Gym Talent?
Correct.
We're gonna continue our conversation about this. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Cassandra Lloyd. Oh, we got much more. Check. And you know what? During the break, I'm going to go out and check and see if the arch is in red yet. I'm going to do that. I'm going to look out my window here and see if the arch is in red. Y'all check, too. We'll be back.
Birds. Get a free cup of Caldi's coffee with the purchase of any muffin, whole wheat cinnamon roll, or scone at the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, your whole wheat, whole grain headquarters, 9449 Olive Boulevard, just west of I-170.
Renegades with superhuman skills. Mortals without fear. Travel the earth leaving awe and wonder in their wake. But now, in a world besieged by boredom, these unexpected heroes must stand united, for only they can save the day from the everyday. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Bello, the daredevil clown.
Wow!
Valentina, the whirling wonder on the trapeze. Human cannonball couple, the duel of danger. And an entourage of animals.
Nice kitty!
A band of extraordinary heroes coming to your town to fight for action, adventure, and cotton candy. This time, everyone gets in on the act.
Playing November 15th through the 19th at Scott Trade Center. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster and online at ringling.com or call 314-241-1888.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm. Join me Fridays at 12 noon for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU. I learned at an early age that animals matter to me. Every week we'll share your stories. We'll discuss issues that matter most to you and your companion animals, from breed-specific laws to puppy mills, and answer your questions about pet care as well. You'll also enjoy our special guests as they share their tales. It's an hour of fur, friends, and fun every week. Join me, Randy Grimm, for Animal Tales every Friday at 12 noon on AM 920 WGNU. Woof.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I've got something within me. Oh, 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 oh yes. Something within me. Lord, within me, Lord, within me, rain, yeah. Something within me. That vanishes me. Something within me, Lord, that I can't explain. All I know, I thank my God I've got something.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. And my conversation this morning is with Cassandra Lloyd. She is the executive board member of the Sickle Cell Disease Community Advocacy. And Cassandra, welcome back.
Thanks.
Let me get to a couple of my couple phone calls here. Yes, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown. Good morning, Miss Lloyd.
Brother Matt, good morning.
I am so peeved because I looked on this. I'm looking at this website as I speak. Did you know all you have to do is click on your picture, and then it goes to a page that even furthers the lies. I'm not going to go into that, but I am just incensed, and that's all I have to say. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU. And I just had a conversation with Tiffany. Tiffany Watkins, I believe, is her name. Did you take that card from me? Tiffany Watkins. And here's what I would like for you all to do. I would like for you all to give Tiffany Watkins a call and ask her why Jim Talent, number one, hasn't lit the arch up in red in support. I would like for you, too, to ask Tiffany Watkins also why she hasn't taken the photograph of Cassandra Lloyd off. Tiffany Watkins told me this morning that she is not, and let me ask you this, Cassandra. She says that you've never asked her to do that.
I've called Ms. Watkins two times. The first time I left a message, and the second time I actually spoke with her, and that's when I was told it would be done, just as we were told that the arch would be lit up red.
And the number that you can call and ask the question of is 795-7978. That's the phone number that's on her business card. And if that phone number doesn't work, you can give her a call at 453-0344. Ask her the question of why Jim Talent's website has photographs of black people on there, touting them as black people, because the headline here is African Americans for Talent. Ask her the question of why she has African Americans on here who do not support Talent after requesting that that photograph be taken down. 1-877-920-WGNU. Her number again is 453-0344. Her fax number is 993-8281. And a cell phone number that is on the card here is 795-7978. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Please get to me. Robert.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning. I'm a Democrat. I'm very likely going to vote for Claire McCaskill. I think you've got probably legitimate concerns about Jim Talent and his support of the war and voting with the president 94% of the time. But with respect to sickle cell, I'm not really certain. It doesn't seem like your complaints are legitimate about the arch not being lit up and the woman's picture being on the website. I mean, the fact of the matter is the reason the sickle cell stamp was removed and the postmaster, because I called the postmaster general and they told me the reason the sickle cell stamp was discontinued was because black folks weren't buying it, not because of anything Senator Talent did. And then your complaint about the cuts from the state, that's a state issue, not a federal issue.
Let me respond to both of those. Okay, let me respond, because we only have 8 more minutes left on the air. Let's start with the last thing that you said about the state matter. Do you believe that a United States senator, two United States senators in a Republican-led House, a Republican-led Senate, a Republican in the White House, do you believe that he could not direct Matt Blunt to make certain that when they made the cuts, that sickle cell was not amongst the cuts, if sickle cell was an issue for him and an issue that he is running on? Do you believe that could not have been done?
I know for a fact it couldn't have been done.
Well, he can't pick up the phone and demand that? You don't think so?
He can't. He can pick up a phone and say whatever he wants, but that doesn't mean he has the power to compel it. You know he doesn't.
And we know that he hasn't made the phone call, and in politics, everything is possible. Robert, everything is possible.
If you really be honest about this issue, you should have had Dr. DeBond on and talk about the funding that he has gotten for sickle cell research. I mean, I'm not sitting here and I'm going to sit here and I don't expect for you
to understand what the point that Cassandra Lloyd is making about the integrity of an individual that represents himself to the community as a person who honestly, forthrightly, and absolutely supports an issue. She is here as a witness to the fact that he does not, has not, and has manipulated people into thinking that his support within the African community is deeper than what it is. I take offense of that. I take that. That's one of the things, Robert. You're just sticking on that one thing. If you listen to the whole conversation, there's a lot more to it than that. Well, you don't have to think it's legitimate. And I don't expect you to think it's legitimate. And it isn't the only thing that we have talked about. And Cassandra, how do you respond to that assessment?
Personally, I'm offended because how could you not understand the compassion? If you support a disease and you support that group of people, you're going to do every and anything to show your support, whether it personally affects you or it doesn't. And to me, if the arch can be lit up pink for breast cancer, which I truly respect, then sickle cell individuals have the same right to that awareness. And that is part of the problem with sickle cell disease. It is not made aware of. And that's why Robert is now, he doesn't understand because he's not fully aware of sickle cell.
And the other piece of this that we have to talk about in terms of what people can do, I think that you have to be one of the most naive people about politics that there can be if you don't believe that a United States senator, a Republican, and remember we have the daddy, also a congressman of Matt Blunt, cannot pick up the phone in the world of politics and say, look, you took $150,000 out of a highway bill. I want it back tomorrow. And you don't think it's going to be back tomorrow? You are a foolish person if you believe that doesn't happen in politics.
And another thing to Robert, for you to make the comment that black people were not buying the stamp, you are fully unaware because there were plenty of African Americans lined up at the post office requesting for this stamp to be brought back. So you need to call a different postmaster.
And the fact of the matter is that we hear that all the time. There are stamps out there that I know that a lot of people ain't buying, but they still exist. If Jim Talent wanted that stamp to be out there, if Jim Talent wanted it to be out there, it would be out there. And even if he couldn't have done it, he would have written you a letter and said, you know what, I tried to do this. He could have said, you know what, I called Matt Blunt. I couldn't get him to do anything. He didn't even pick up the phone and try. And any governor that doesn't listen to a United States Republican senator, a senior senator, it ain't happening in America. It ain't happening in America. And how much money are we talking about? In terms of the funding that was cut from the sickle cell program here in the city of St. Louis?
I can't give you an exact number, but
it wasn't that much.
Correct.
It wasn't that much.
We get the minimum.
There you go. There you go. Lee.
Ladies, my question has already been answered. You all, this is a great show, and I just wanted to compliment you on that. I will continue to listen. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I think it is important. Again, I want people to pick up the phone and give Tiffany, the deputy campaign manager for Jim Talent for Senate. I've never seen a deputy campaign manager of anybody out there and about like that. You know, I question the level of responsibility that she has. The last thing I saw her doing was handing out bumper stickers at a booth at a black expo where Jim Talent bought a little $500. He has $6 million in the bank or whatever, and he bought a $500 booth. And Cassandra, any last words that you want to tell people about sickle cell and how they can find out more information about it and why they should be concerned about it?
You should be concerned about sickle cell because rather it affects you personally, it affects a numerous amount of people. And this is a disease that individuals suffer from so painfully. Children have been known, 50% of sickle cell children by the age of 5 have strokes. I would like for you to go visit our organization website, which is scda.org. And on that website, you can find out all about the different services we offer and any upcoming events.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. Thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you, Liz, for having me.
Oh, I will be back in the next hour to take your calls, comments, and questions. Stay with me.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory.
There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
The latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase.
All Californians are heartbroken, and we are all our thoughts and prayers are with them.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger expressed condolences to the families of four firefighters killed in the line of duty, battling an out-of-control wildfire still racing through Riverside County.
The people who fight fires are amongst the bravest, and men and women anywhere, and we must never take for granted the hard work, the sacrifice, and the dangers that they deal with.
Investigators believe the fire was deliberately set to exact maximum destruction. Winds of up to 60 miles an hour threaten to fan those flames today. Hundreds of people have already been evacuated ahead of the fast-moving fire. The St. Louis Cardinals have their feet on the necks of the Detroit Tigers.
And a slider to shortstop, fielded by Eckstein, and he throws him out! The Cardinals have won again! And now they are one win away from winning the World Series.
ESPN's John Miller making the call as the Cards won Game 4 last night, 5-4, to take control of the series and move within one game of the championship. Game 5 tonight, weather permitting. With less than 2 weeks before the election, both political parties are stoking the fires of fundraising, and ABC's Jim Hickey tells us they're raking in big bucks.
We all know it takes a ton of money to support candidates to run campaign ads for both parties.
The Republican National Committee,
the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, is responsible for
the content of advertising.
It is a ton of money they have. Federal election reports show the Democrats have raised almost $27 million to spend on candidates before Election Day. Republicans have a little more than $27 million. That means each could spend around $2 million a day if they wanted to. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Another possible weapon in the arsenal against Alzheimer's? Researchers have found that curry may help protect the aging brain. Scientists studying elderly Asians found those who ate curry tended to have sharper minds. This is ABC News.
We were looking for a home.
CaldwellBanker.com made it so easy. You just type in the zip code.
Or the location.
We saw some terrific Coldwell Banker homes.
I clicked on more listings.
And saw homes from other realtors, too.
It's a great time to be in the market.
Every day across the country, people find the home of their dreams at the same address. ColdwellBanker.com. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
I'll admit it. I'm as selfish as they come. Because when it comes to my small business, no one else is looking out for me. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need to help me make my customers happy. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, business is a game of survival of the fittest, and I plan on winning.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind. Yours. Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
One of Hollywood's slimmest stars has checked into a treatment center. ABC's Dave Alpert has her story.
According to her publicist, Nicole Richie is not being treated for an eating disorder. She has checked into a private facility to undergo diagnostic treatment to determine why she's not been putting on any weight. Singer Lionel Richie's 25-year-old daughter ended her feud with Paris Hilton just 2 weeks ago and signed on for another season of their reality show. Production of The Simple Life has now been put on hold. Dave Alpert, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Brad Pitt engaged in strange antics to amuse himself during the filming of the movie Babel. Pitt tells Entertainment Weekly he would often yank up his pants to give himself a wedgie and then waddle around like a duck. And Microsoft billionaire Charles Simonyi is taking a far-flung vacation to the International Space Station, paying $20 million to become the latest space tourist. He's due to blast off March 9th for a 10-day trip. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a man faces charges more than 6 years after the murder of his father and another man. 26-year-old Nathan Speaks was arrested yesterday and charged with two counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of his 51-year-old father, Roger Speaks, and 56-year-old William Hamilton. They were found shot to death in March of 2000 in Speaks' home in St. Charles. The head of the FBI says security isn't a problem at the World Series. FBI Director Robert Miller was in St. Louis on a routine visit yesterday as the Cardinals and Tigers played Game 4 at Busch Stadium. Miller says he doesn't believe there's any threat to the series, but any time there's an event of this magnitude, extraordinary security measures are taken. The Cards can clinch the series tonight after their 5-4 Game 4 victory. Vice President Dick Cheney will visit Missouri today. He will stop at Whiteman Air Force Base this morning for a tour and rally for the B-2 bomber. Also on Cheney's schedule today is a visit to Charleston Air Force Base in South Carolina. Finally this hour, the executive editor of Encyclopedia Britannica is explaining the origins of Halloween. Theodore Pappas says Halloween can be traced back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain.
It was a time when the Celts believed that the spirit world was most visible, and that the spirits of those who had died that year would take care of unfinished business on this day, which is why folks, in addition to celebrating the harvest, tried to protect themselves from these spirits by wearing masks and carving grotesque faces on gourds and lighting bonfires and making animal sacrifices even on the night of October 31st.
The tradition of handing out candy to trick-or-treaters evolved from this practice. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery, get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Walmart. Rain is falling throughout the metropolitan area, so use caution to slow down if you're heading into work. Give yourself a little extra time because it is slick out there and there's a lot of accidents. Southbound 270 Doherty Ferry, there's an accident. Right lane is blocked and slowing near 40. Eastbound 44 at Chrysler and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for heavy volume eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor all the way through McKnight. Very heavy volume going on in there. Northbound 55 from Lindbergh through Rivas Barracks. Look for congestion. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry all the way through Marshall. Expect delays. Westbound 270 from Newhalls Ferry to Graham Hanley. It is stacked up as well. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs through 5th Street is slow due to an earlier accident. Westbound 270 at Illinois 3 all the way to the Canal Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 40 at Clayton Skinker through Hanley. Look for slow traffic as well. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, you've got slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Blanchett Bridge through 270, very heavy volume going on there as well. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge as well as into the landing, you can expect delays due to the morning rush. So slow down because of the rain and take your time. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Walmart. Don't forget the Spooky Central at Walmart is your one-stop Halloween shop. From the coolest costumes to the sweetest treats, get everything you need. Make it Fright Night just right. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Breezy today, rain with temperatures around the 50-degree mark for this evening. Breezy, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly cloudy throughout the overnight hours with a low in the lower 40s. For Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have rain in 51. Lambert Field is reporting rain and 51 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Boy, it's hot up in here. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to buy. You need to get to it. We have much, much, much to talk about. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up. Get up. Get to me. My goodness gracious. We have so much stuff to talk about. And don't forget that the other way that you can get to me is via a how about a fax at 454-6609, 454-6609. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. Earlene, good morning.
Liz.
Yes.
I just have something for a Rush Limbaugh, a reminder. Remember Lee Atwater. God don't like ugly.
And Lee Atwater sure apologized for every evil political
on his deathbed.
I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. I am truly, truly.
He was the guy, he was the bad boy behind Daddy Bush, and I was online last night, and he was basically Karl Rove's mentor, one of his mentors.
Oh, yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Karl Rove was trying to be like him, and he was the guy who came up with the Willie Horton.
That's correct.
He was the one that talked about Dukakis's wife.
That is correct.
About this.
And the person, and Howard, do we still have that Harold Ford spot? That Harold Ford spot that's playing that the Republican Party has halfway pulled, just like the halfway pulling of the photograph of Cassandra off of the Jim Talent's website. They halfway pulled Harold Ford spot off. The guy that is behind that spot is a person that has been cultivated and taught at the sat at the knee of Karl Rove.
And Lee Atwater, for the listeners, he was the strategist who, at the age of, 37 to 39, got an inoperable brain tumor.
That's right.
Went all the way down on his deathbed.
I'm
sorry. Found God and started apologizing to people.
He did.
That he had done to him. One of my law professors said, that's called buying fire insurance, you know?
Yeah, that is definitely buying fire insurance.
And let me give you just one more thought for your president. Sunday, when I was in Sunday school, I'm flipping through, you know, trying to find the scripture that they were studying, and my Bible happened to fall open to this scripture in Galatians. It says, "Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?"
Mm. And we are the enemy.
And we, and anybody that dares question anything that Bush or Rumsfeld, all these people, all of a sudden we're enemy combatants.
There you go. There you go. With no rights.
I don't like ugly women.
No, and Lee Atwater is a very, very, very good example of deathbed political confessions. I was wrong. I am sorry. I was mean. I cheated my way into this, and it shouldn't have been done like that.
And people shouldn't be. We should try to be more brotherly.
That's
now
right.
I got something in mind for see, Mr. Oxycontin doesn't realize all that stuff he's been taking. It's going to do something to his body. And I, you know, and I'm trying not to be ugly, but I just hope that there is something out there for him, that he's going to be shaking one of these.
You know what? I'm not hoping for anything like that. All I know is God's plan is always better. God has it, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, and his plan is better.
And my daughter, who's very not political, she was so upset. She got on the internet she emailed everybody she could think of, and she said, you know, every dog going to have his day, and Rush Limbaugh going to have 2 or 3 days.
Thanks for your call, Earlene. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Pastor Al Smith of the St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church. Stem cells could provide cures for diabetes, sickle cell, cancer, and many other diseases that cause so much suffering in our community. My own mother has Alzheimer's. We all have family members or friends who could benefit from stem cell research. That's why faith leaders in our city and throughout our state have joined together to urge you to vote yes on Amendment 2 to find cures and to save lives.
Amendment 2 will ensure we have equal access to future stem cell treatments and cures. I'm Frankie Muse Freeman. As a civil rights attorney and former member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, I know yes on 2 is vital to our community. On November 7th, please join me in voting yes on Amendment 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
And Mom won't watch the news at night. There's too much stuff
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I was talking about a Harold Ford commercial. You got to listen to this. This is who and what the Republican Party is. When we talk about what Jim Talent did with keeping people's picture on his website saying African Americans for Jim Talent, they lie. They lie. Check out this Harold Ford commercial.
Harold Ford looks nice. Isn't that enough? Terrorists need their privacy.
When I die, Harold Ford will let me pay taxes again.
Ford's right. I do have too many guns.
I met Harold at the Playboy party.
I'd love to pay higher marriage taxes.
Canada can take care of North Korea. They're not busy.
So we took money from porn movie producers. I mean, who hasn't?
The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Harold, call me.
So what's wrong with that commercial? It's a television ad. So we have all kinds of imagery on here. We have a man of African descent running in Tennessee, and a white woman, blonde hair, Bimbet caricature, saying, call me. Call me. Attaching the issues of sex, race, black man, white woman, all in the South, all in one commercial. I assure you, there were high fives all around the hooded participants of the hooded creators of this ad. And they all went to their Klan meeting all fat and happy that they had done what they intended to do. And when confronted with this commercial, the racism, the implicit, the explicit, the clear racism, race-directed ism of this commercial. The chairman, the guy who didn't, I don't know anything about Mark Foley. When he was confronted with this, he said, I don't have a problem with it. And they pulled the ad in most of the places in Tennessee except Chattanooga. We'll pull it. Except for Chattanooga. I guess it's because so many bodies hung from the hills of Lookout Mountain. That they couldn't pull it from Chattanooga. 1-877-920-WGNU. I want you all to go to the website. I want you to go to the website of Jim Talent. And I want you to look at how he has, because I have gotten phone calls from folks about the show that I did last hour. Concern about the depiction of Jim Talent and this issue. You know what? The fact of the matter is, we have to tell the truth about everybody. If you're going to run on sickle cell, then I have every single right, indeed I have a responsibility to make certain that the message that you are crafting, the story that you are telling, the issue that you are pushing about my community and your response to the needs of my community is a true one, is a real one, is an honest one. And when I look at a website that has, I mean, what, you don't have any other black friends? You don't have no other black folks? Except, just think about it. You put up pictures of black folks who called and said, take my picture down. What, you don't know any other black folks? You have three, I mean, you're like Stephen Colbert with his, it's hysterical. Me and my one black friend. You know, I don't see race. Me and my black friend. Jim Talent only knows one black person. It's a fraud. It is a fraud of the relationship that he has with the community of African descent. It is a calculated thing to garner support from a community that has been clear-eyed about the relationship of themselves and this party and the agenda that this party has towards people of African descent. You cannot tell me, no one can tell me, that politics doesn't turn on a phone call. That mayors and governors and senators and congresspeople and presidents don't pick up the phone every single day of the week to get some pet project. The funny, you gonna tell me that an Alaskan senator can build a multi-million dollar bridge to nowhere and you can't get a few hundred thousand dollars put back in sickle cell in the city of St. Louis? Shut up. You think we are fools. You think we stupid and you think we are fools. There is no impenetrable line between the United States Congress and state governments. The idea that someone believes that it just can't happen. Jim Talent is just, I don't know nothing about, nothing that goes on in the state of Missouri. Then what good are you? Then what good are you? If you, with a Republican president and a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate and a Republican a House in the state of Missouri and a Republican governor and a Republican Senate here in the, and a Republican majority, if you can't pick up the phone as the United States Senator, as the top of the feeding chain, at the food chain, if you can't pick up the phone and tell a governor who's Republican like you, you know what? I know you cut all this other stuff. Put the money back in for sickle cell. I gotta have that. Then you are a fool. 1-877-920-WGNU. Al.
Hi.
Okay, we have a really bad, Al, we have a really bad connection. I need you to call back and see if, are you on a cell phone or something?
Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit better, but right now I'm going to have to put you on hold. I would prefer if you would hang up and call back and see if we can get the line cleared up.
Okay.
All right. 1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This be the wake-up call. You need to get to me. Good Lord, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 28 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Robitussin. Rain is falling throughout the metropolitan area. Please use caution. Slow down through heavy zones. Southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry, there's an accident that's been cleared. Traffic is jamming and is still easing by at this hour. Southbound 170 at 40, look for an accident. Left lane's blocked. Eastbound 70 between Blanchette and 270 slow due to an earlier accident. It's been cleared to the shoulder. Eastbound 40 at Spady and McKnight, heavy volume going on there. Northbound 55 at Lindbergh and Rivas Barracks, look for congestion in pockets. Northbound 270 from Gravoid through Marshall, it is still heavy at this hour. Eastbound 70 at Cave Springs and 5th Street, look for heavy volume due to an earlier accident. Westbound 40 at Clayton Skinker and Hanley, look for slow traffic at this hour. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and Mid Rivers, look for slow traffic as well. All your approaches into the Poplar Street Bridge as well as on the King Bridge and the Eads Bridge, you can expect delays. And Goodfellow at Del Mar, there's a report of an accident. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Robitussin. Robitussin with formulas for coughs, cold, congestion, and flu. No matter what you've got, there's a Robitussin relief with your name on it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Breezy rain, steady temps around 50 degrees today for this evening, mostly cloudy early till early morning, then becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. For Saturday, partly cloudy, high in the upper 50s, and Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Currently, we have 51 degrees and rain. Lambert Field is reporting 51 and rain as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Pastor Al Smith of the St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church. Stem cells could provide cures for diabetes, sickle cell, cancer, and many other diseases that cause so much suffering in our community. My own mother has Alzheimer's. We all have family members or friends who could benefit from stem cell research. That's why faith leaders in our city and throughout our state have joined together to urge you to vote yes on Amendment 2 to find cures and to save lives.
Amendment 2 will ensure we have equal access to future stem cell treatments and cures. I'm Frankie Muse Freeman. As a civil rights attorney and former member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, I know yes on 2 is vital to our community. On November 7th, please join me in voting yes on Amendment 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
Excuse me. Remember when fairness and equality and people mattered? When the government was on our side? This November, you can vote to have the government on our side again by voting for Democrat Claire McCaskill for U.S. Senator and the Democratic team. Together, we will fight
for minority-owned businesses to get a fair share of federal contracts.
For a higher minimum wage, working families deserve to have ends meet.
For the best prescription drugs at the cheapest prices.
To provide a safety net for the people who need it most, children and seniors.
To keep Missouri jobs in Missouri.
This is a critical year for Democrats in Congress. We need Claire McCaskill in the Senate and Democrats in office at all levels. Let's elect a government that'll fight for equality and fairness for a change.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign, and authorized by the Claire McCaskill for Senate campaign.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film Blackout at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Come follow me, rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. They see myself got to rise up. You got to rise up, oh. Rise up, oh. Everybody gotta rise up. Yeah, you gotta rise up, oh. Rise up, oh.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Al.
Yes, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
I can't believe some people are just so ignorant. Sometimes you just don't even want to talk to them. They are so uninformed. I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I have seen where congressmen, being in the military, every Republican can call in and get their sons off of duty if they wanted to.
There you go.
Easy. Just pick up a phone. That's how deals are made. I don't know if that guy just dumb or he just, you know, not even trying to be informed because it don't affect him.
That's fact.
Have a good morning.
Take care of yourself. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Ruth.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Finally got a chance to speak to you. I'm home late today.
All right, now.
I am so happy. I listen to you when I can, Liz. I'm so happy that you're telling it like it is. I am so happy somebody can speak up and tell the truth. The Republican running all these different ads all over.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Telling lies.
Oh, especially by Harold Ford. I saw that my husband is from Memphis, and he's furious. But I tell you, tell it like it is. If you, they can give it, but you know what? They can't take it.
I'm telling you, if you could be in the studio with me listening to the crying and
I
the
whining
that I'm getting from phone
I
calls from people
it, but
crying.
You're strong, Liz. You remind me, and you're young. I'm in my 60s. I was born in the South, and you remind me of my grandmother who stood in the South years ago and stood flat-footed and just tell people just what she thought. You remind me of her, and you keep it up. Don't ever let waver and let anybody tell you what you can't and can do.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I
that
love
was what,
you,
a, what a sweet thing to say. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, babe. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
All right, bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. The fact of the matter is that I've gotten phone call after phone call, people scared. People scared. And that's the thing. You're going to hop up into politics. You're going to jump into bed with a politician. You're going to jump into bed with a political party. You better make sure the sheets are clean. You better make sure that the bed is in the house that you want to live in. And you better make sure that the person that you in bed with is the person that you want to be in bed with. And don't get it mad at me. Don't get mad at me if I tell you, you know what? You in bed with a monster. Don't get mad at me that I see his face and you don't. People calling me crying about I'm going to mess up their political relationship with their organization. And the fact of the matter is that as Ruth just said, her grandmama stood flat-footed. If you down with Jim Talent, then you better be able to stand strong in the face of the Liz Brown storm. Okay? Because you got to bring it to me like that man is trying to do anything for black folks, as opposed to creating an issue that he hopes to penetrate the black community with. I'm going to measure your desire to penetrate the African community and do something right by it. And don't you be messing with our sick babies. There is a program in the city of St. Louis that only took a few dollars to continue that was cut, gutted, spat upon, and thrown away by Matt Blunt. And you didn't raise a single Republican pinky finger to do anything to fix that. Why is that? Because you don't care. Why would you put somebody's black face in your ad saying African Americans for Jim Taylor when they're not? Because you're faking it and you're using black people. Period dot. You in bed with a boy that don't like you and talk bad about you and don't introduce you to his family. And it ain't, don't get mad at me for telling you that. You need to get mad at him for being that. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. Ruth.
Hi, Liz. I am enjoying your program so much.
Thank you.
And I would like to just piggyback on what the previous caller told you. You also remind me of my great-grandmother. She lived to be 108. And
wow.
She also spoke her right. Back then, and her name was also Melissa Brown. So
I love that Brown.
I feel a connection now.
All right now.
All right. You have a blessed day.
Thank you so much. You too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was sweet. Dimitri.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm mad at you for this reason.
You're mad at me? Oh, man.
Yeah, for this reason. I have a 40-year-old table radio, and sparks were coming out of it in your what you were talking about before the break. I would wish that you'd kind of cool it a little bit.
Sorry.
I nearly lost my 50-year-old radio, so be gentle.
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's what I want to talk about. My daughter's a molecular biologist working independently in Amsterdam, and in order to get funding, she has to write papers and prove that she's made contributions to the field of molecular biology.
Okay.
So the point I wanted to make is that I'm sick and tired of hundreds of years, tens of years, that people have been contributing to cancer research, mm-hmm. billions and billions of dollars, and there's no accountability. And I know for a fact, from what my daughter tells me, that it's a generational thing for scientists. It's a closed club that they can, without accountability, they can draw six-figure salaries and live off of that for the rest of their lives without proving that they contributed anything constructive to the discovery for a cure for cancer. And that leads me to this suspicion about stem cell research and mm. that the money going into that, there's no accountability, and it's a gravy train for lackadaisical science.
Mm.
So I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Thank you, Dimitri. That is certainly something to think about. Thank you so much.
Yes, and people should think about that when they're making donations to these charities.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. Andre.
Good morning. And you know what? Dimitri is exactly right. I was just going to say some of the same things that he said. I was at General Hospital in San Francisco back in the late 80s and early 90s when they first built. I worked in the morgue, and it was called Ward X at that time, and we were off way out in the parking lot where nobody even wanted to be bothered with us, so you know we were just banished out into the land of Nod. But the one thing I remember was that when, because Ward 500 was where they first started doing the AIDS research and all. I don't know if you remember that or not. Like about 1980, 1981. Well, I noticed how they started to build this annex on top of the morgue building. It's a three-story project. It's been finished for years now, and they spent $8 million on this. And I knew then, and I was telling friends of mine then, if they're going to spend that kind of money on building up this addition on this building, they must be planning on keeping this disease around for years. You don't spend mm-hmm. money on something like that when you think you're going to eradicate it next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's they make money off of it.
That's
there,
right.
There is more money in the study of the cure than of the cure itself.
And I'll tell you something else. Remember the CDC,
mm-hmm.
Centers for Disease Control. Well, they never tell you, they never use the whole name. The whole name is the Center for Disease Control Management and Eradication. They never tell you that they're about cure disease.
Mm, and I got a roll. Thank you so much, Andre.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back at you. I'll be back.
visit your Sears, why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right. It's Halloween, so it's time for the Monster Sale. At Sears at 3425 Union, what's the Monster Sale? Well, it's this Friday and Saturday only. 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, plus no interest, no payments for 12 months on any appliance over $399 with your Sears card, or no interest, no payments for 12 months on lawn and garden equipment over $399 with your Sears card, or 10% cash back after mail-in rebate on lawn and garden equipment over $399 with your Sears card. Plus, you get on down for the Monster Sale at 3425 Union. You get 12% off of all closeout floor models. Look, get your shop on, get it done at Sears, and tell them I told you to.
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Delmar, Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
Hi, this is Pastor Al Smith of the St. Paul African Methodist Episcopal Church. Stem cells could provide cures for diabetes, sickle cell, cancer, and many other diseases that cause so much suffering in our community. My own mother has Alzheimer's. We all have family members or friends who could benefit from stem cell research. That's why faith leaders in our city and throughout our state have joined together to urge you to vote yes on Amendment 2 to find cures and to save lives.
Amendment 2 will ensure we have equal access to future stem cell treatments and cures. I'm Frankie Muse Freeman. As a civil rights attorney and former member of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, I know yes on 2 is vital to our community. On November 7th, please join me in voting yes on Amendment 2. It could save the life of someone you love.
This voter information paid for by the Missouri Coalition for Life-Saving Cures. Sandra Oss, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Lizbeth Tanz, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program. Each Friday, my co-host Connie Mitchell and I explore the world of writing and interview local and not-so-local authors. We discuss relevant, timely, and occasionally controversial subjects. So come hear just what it takes to write a book and learn something new along with us. Who knows? You might find a new favorite author. That's Authors on the Air, Fridays from 1 to 2 on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
A dedication to all the refugees worldwide. One time.
Say, I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn. About something, the crookedness. Has it mingled with the good people we meet? Good friends we had. Good friends we've lost.
woman, no cry. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. I'm looking at Jim Talent's website. When you find a lie about stuff, you got to be especially in politics, you got to be suspicious about everything. We have photographs, pictures of people in Jim Talent's website that of African people that are not supporting Jim Talent. Why were they kept there by the deputy campaign manager, Talent for her name is Tiffany Watkins. And I'm looking at Talent's website. It says African Americans for Talent in Kansas City. Now, if Tiffany is lying about the pictures on the website, black putting pictures of black folks up saying that black people supported him, I got to ask this question. Here's what she says. More than 200 African Americans joined Jim Talent for a reception tonight. I would like to see a photograph of 200 black people gathered in a room for Jim Talent. There were no pictures. Jim Talent told the standing room only crowd, when people sent him into Washington, it was in his heart to be a champion for African American causes. Ain't that some double dip stuff? Ain't that some double dipped stuff? Now, let me just read this again. Jim Talent told black people that when the people sent him to Washington, it was in his heart to be a champion for African American causes. You know what? You a lie, and the truth ain't never been in you. Oh, wait a minute. My bad. This was posted by Tiffany. So the deputy campaign manager is posting comments on the Talent for Senate website. She's posting stories. That's what a deputy campaign man, what is she managing? She's not managing anything. She is a black woman that is out here to push the idea that there are, that Jim Talent has black people on his staff. It says posted by Tiffany. Posted by Tiffany. What kind of deputy campaign manager is out here posting things to the website? Don't you have something to manage out here? And then mind you, this is a man that has $6-7 million in his campaign fund. He got some money to pay some folks to do some posting on his website. Maybe she's just a multitasker. Maybe she, on Tuesday, she hands out bumper stickers at the Black Expo after Jim Talent spent a lousy $500 for a booth at the Black Expo. $500, a man that has $6 million in his campaign. $500. But according to Tiffany, it was in his heart to be a champion for African American causes. Which one? To lie to African Americans? That cause? Well, you've been good at that one. You're on a wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm fine. And I'll say for Tiffany, like I say for all black Republicans, take their money, eat their food, and then go out and vote the way you know you're going to vote. And that's what we've been doing. But she may influence someone else. But I just had a thought here that for 5 years, Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld and Condoleezza Rice have been convincing people that they were really great swimmers. And people thought they were great swimmers. And now they looked in and found out there's no water in the pool. So if there's no water in the pool, they didn't have to swim. So now that all the cover has been blown, and I just enjoyed watching Rumsfeld try to talk yesterday. He was so confused and subtle and angry because they were asking him questions that needed to be asked.
No, questions that they never asked before, that they were too scared, that they were too scared to ask him.
Yeah, now that some little girl has pulled the clothes off the king and they see that there's no clothes, they're not afraid of them, so they're asking questions. Before, they had set people in there to ask the questions they wanted asked, and paying people to send good news home from Iraq. But the thing of Iraq that all of us understand now is there is no good way out. If we stay, it's going to be horrible for our boys. If we leave, it's going to be horrible for them.
Well, and to quote the words of Hans Blitz, the former UN chief weapons inspector, he said, "Iraq is a pure failure. If the Americans pull out, there is a risk that they will leave a country in a civil war. And if they stay..." And he said, and then he said, the most amazing thing of all, that the Americans have left the country worse off than under the dictatorial rule of Saddam Hussein.
That is true, unless they go get him out of jail and give him back the keys to the city.
And then say, it's your fault, tag, you're it.
Say, if you want to, go do it.
What, the last one to touch it owns it.
That's right, last one to touch it owns it, so give it to him. But the last thing I wanted to say is, after the Fox commercial that ran for stem cell,
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, and I think this is an issue where everybody has to use their own conscience as to what they think, and from the what they read and know, decide for themselves whether they think stem cells should be used. But this thing of thinking that Republicans have to vote against stem cell research and Democrats are voting for it is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. And Rush Limbaugh just increased the Missouri people voting for stem cell research by 5 points.
And for Claire McCaskill.
If they keep that kind of crazy, which they've been doing it, it's just got...
Who would have thought that one commercial like that would have... I mean, that was wonderful publicity.
Yes,
it was wonderful publicity.
Yes, and he's a human... The man has Parkinson's. So, and then Rush Limbaugh talking about he must have not been using his drugs. Oh my God!
Well, in all fairness, he thinks that
in his vocabulary.
No,
anymore.
You did not think it wasn't in his vocabulary. It's just not obviously in his vocabulary. He thinks that everybody is like him, that you need to be on your drugs.
Yeah,
you know?
and since he wasn't, but anyway, that the whole thing will play out soon.
And
here,
I got a roll.
I can't wait.
All right, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. Juanita.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You know, I'll be thought about, too. It was funny. I said, you be saying Lord all the time. You know, when you're talking, you know, you say, oh, Lord, help me, or something like that. And do you know that this lawyer, he was on Hanley Holmes last night. I said, oh, my God, let me call this. I know you're a lawyer, too. He got suspended for saying Lord.
Under what circumstances?
He's saying the judge just kept interrupting him when he was in a case or something. He got tired and got frustrated. He said, Lord, help me through this. And he called him up and said, did you say Lord? I said, yeah. And he suspended him.
You know what? I don't believe that. I believe that there is more to it than that. I don't believe anything that comes off of Hanley and Combs. I would have to read the trial transcript. There's a whole lot more to it than that. There is a whole lot more to it. Just because you're on TV don't mean that you're not going to open your mouth and tell a tale. That's not the whole story. That is absolutely not the whole story.
Okay, I'll look for more.
All right,
bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Mike.
Yes, Lynn. At this very moment, today, is stem cell research legal in the state of Missouri?
Is stem cell research legal? I don't believe so. I don't believe so, no.
Wrong answer.
Okay. Okay, and? Period dot by? My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we
say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. High winds are adding a new dimension of danger to wildfires racing through Riverside County, California. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest from Palm Springs.
If you haven't seen it, it's hard to imagine a wall of fire traveling so quickly it can't be outrun. That's what firefighters say happened to their colleagues. Five highly trained wildland firefighters didn't even have enough time to put on protective gear or use emergency shelters like tinfoil tents they carry to protect themselves from being overtaken.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger offered condolences to the families of four firefighters killed fighting the flames.
This is a very sad day for California, and I want to let the families and friends of this brave man know that all Californians are heartbroken.
Investigators believe the blaze was deliberately set. The U.S. economy hit the brakes in the third quarter, with growth slowing to a crawl. ABC's Pam Coulter tells us the housing slump was one of the factors driving the downturn.
The economy began the year like gangbusters, but continues to slow dramatically. With the slumping housing market, third quarter growth was only 1.6%, down from 2.6% in the second quarter and 5.6% in the first. It's the worst performance in more than 3 years. Consumer spending was up from the second quarter to 3.1%, but core prices were up 2.4%, the strongest rate in a decade.
It's do or die for the Detroit Tigers. After last night's loss in St. Louis, they're now down 3-1 in the World Series. Another benefit of regular exercise, it could prevent the common cold. Researchers in Washington say postmenopausal women who worked out moderately but regularly cut their risk of catching a cold in half. Wild pigs have become prime suspects in that nationwide E. coli outbreak that killed at least 3 and sickened more than 200. Investigators examining a suspect spinach field in California found wild boars had trampled fences. One pig tested positive for E. coli. And sleep in on Sunday, because most of us turn our clocks back this Saturday night. You won't miss a thing. This is ABC News.
We were looking for a home.
CaldwellBanker.com made it so easy. You just type in the zip code.
Or the location.
We saw some terrific Coldwell Banker homes.
I clicked on more listings.
And saw homes from other realtors, too.
It's a great time to be in the market.
Every day across the country, people find the home of their dreams at the same address. ColdwellBanker.com. Coldwell Banker, your perfect partner. Each office is independently owned and operated.
I'll admit it. I'm as selfish as they come. Because when it comes to my small business, no one else is looking out for me. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need to help me make my customers happy. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, business is a game of survival of the fittest, and I plan on winning.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind. Yours. Dell. Purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
Maybe Taurus wasn't in the stars for Ford. Today's the end of the road for the Ford Taurus. ABC's Jim Hickey says the last one is rolling off an Atlanta assembly line today.
The Taurus GL seats up to 6 passengers.
For more than 2 decades, the Taurus was a convenient corporate drive.
This is actually a company car.
A popular rental.
I'm not an owner. This is a rental car.
And was easy on the wallet.
I only got a Taurus because I had to trade in my other car for this. Couldn't afford it.
But it was past its prime.
The Taurus was old.
A product of another era, dependable as it was, says automotive analyst David Cole.
It was just a good all around vehicle.
Over more than 20 years, Ford sold 7 million of them. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Captain Underpants was a superhero non grata at a high school in Long Beach, New York. Three 17-year-old girls dressed as the children's book character in beige leotards, white briefs, and red capes on the school's superhero day, but were sent home because the principal deemed their costumes inappropriate since they gave the appearance they were nude. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a crash in a South St. Louis construction zone has killed an O'Fallon, Missouri man. 31-year-old Daniel DiBella lost control of his car on I-44 near Arsenal around midnight yesterday and hit a parked flatbed truck in the work zone. DiBella was pronounced dead at the scene. There was no one in the flatbed truck. It's back to normal today at a North St. Louis refrigeration company after a scare yesterday. Hazardous materials crews were called to Gateway Cold Storage yesterday morning for a small anhydrous ammonia leak. Five employees were evacuated, but no one was injured. Investigators believe a faulty gasket and the humid conditions were to blame for the leak. Walmart is now providing $4 generic prescription drugs at stores in Missouri. Chris Kafinas, a spokesperson for Wake Up Walmart, says it's great that Walmart is providing low-cost prescription drugs, but the company needs to take action on other important issues.
Our concern here is that Walmart continues to refuse to address the serious healthcare crisis in its stores. And what the American people have learned, and what more American people are learning, is that, you know, here's a company that made $11.2 billion in profits last year and leaves over 775,000 of its workers and their families without company healthcare.
Missouri Governor Matt Blunt is applauding the news that Walmart will now offer low-cost prescription drugs in the state. He says the plan has the potential to expand access to health care and decrease costs of health care services. Finally this hour, the Cardinals will try to capture their first World Championship since 1982 when they meet the Tigers in Game 5 of the World Series this evening. First pitch is expected around 7:30 at Busch Stadium. Jeff Weaver will make the start in hopes of bringing the Redbirds their 10th championship in franchise history. He is 2-2 with a 2.91 ERA in this year's postseason. The Tigers will give the ball to rookie right-hander Justin Verlander, who's 1-1 with an ERA of 7.47 in the playoffs. Tony La Russa's club leads the best-of-seven series 3-1. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by McDonald's. McDonald's is celebrating the Cardinals postseason by bringing back Big Mac sandwiches for $1 every day the Cardinals play. Limit 2 per customer. McDonald's, I'm loving it. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sudafed PE. Rain is falling throughout the metropolitan area. Please use caution. Slow down if you know there's going to be some areas where you're going to see some delays. Give yourself some extra time. Southbound 170 at 40. There's an accident that's been cleared, but expect delays there as well. Northbound 109. There's actually some construction going on, but however, I don't think it will be going on while the rain is underway. The major delays this hour are rolling into downtown. Westbound Eastbridge traffic and westbound Kingbridge traffic look like they're clear at this hour. However, westbound 5570 is slow from about Tudor Avenue all the way into the Poplar Street Bridge as you're heading into downtown. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sudafed PE. Sinus misery, get Sudafed PE. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. Breezy rain throughout the day. Temperatures should remain around the 50-degree mark for this evening. Breezy conditions will continue, mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 51 degrees and rain. Lambert Field is reporting 51 and rain as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over.
King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Ooh, you need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. And if you want to toll-free long-distance me, do that at 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me. There are so many things that are going on, so many issues that are all over our country, all over our world, and we need to address them. We absolutely need to address the issues. And I am most concerned, I don't even know if I want to prioritize it as most concerned, but I am very deeply concerned about the race here in St. Louis, the race here in Missouri, the race for the United States Senate. Who can we trust? Who can we deliver? And who will deliver on their promises? My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. Let me get to a car phone here. Jeff.
You know, I saw this commercial about Claire McCaskill having a conflict of interest. I don't know if you've seen that one or not.
I have not. Which one? What one is that one?
Lizzie talks about, after she married her husband, that she never had any more nursing home audits or this or that, and it's clearly a conflict of interest. But, Liz, I kind of got to wonder, if you're a member of the legislature making laws and you're a member of the Bar Association, an officer of the court, how is that not a conflict of interest?
Okay, I don't know what you're saying.
Being a lawyer and a legislator, I mean, is that not a conflict of interest?
I don't know. Why would it be?
Well, I mean, because it's like a doctor having a license to manufacture diseases, isn't it, Liz?
A doctor, man, you think that the creation of
laws,
a law is
and,
a disease?
And being a member of the bar, you know, able to make laws.
So then Jim Talent should not be a legislator?
Well, I don't think Jim Talent should be a legislator. I don't think Claire McCaskill should be a legislator if they're both members of the bar.
Okay, well, I guess,
oh, no,
well, you know, then I love the idea of conflict of interest being a reason why people shouldn't be in office, and George Bush should not be in office. Dick Cheney should not be in office. And insofar as people that have been trained in the, what laws are, being in a place, being in an elected place, it's not like a lawyer says, you know what, wakes up one morning and says,
says, I am going to become or be the United States Senator. It doesn't happen like that. It happens like it takes people to elect them into that office. So the idea that this is something that is out of the control of the American people, if the American people were uncomfortable with people that have been trained in the area of law writing laws, then they have every opportunity to not elect them.
Amen, sister, if we had free and fair elections.
Well, we have enough of free and fair elections for people to know that much, you know, whether or not they want a lawyer in or not.
God bless you, Liz. Have a great day.
All right, you too. My name is Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Who do you want in Washington? Somebody on your side or behind your back? You want somebody who believes working families should be able to earn enough to make ends meet. But Jim Talent and the Republican team think raising the minimum wage is a bad concept. You want a safety net for our most vulnerable citizens. But Jim Talent and the Republican team voted to cut Medicaid funding for children, seniors, even nursing home residents. You wish you could catch a break at the filling station, huh? While Jim Talent and the Republican team voted to give the break to oil companies, $14 billion in tax breaks and subsidies. This November 7th, vote for the Democratic team. Vote for change. Vote for someone who's on your side.
I'm Claire McCaskill, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the Missouri Democratic Party and McCaskill for Missouri.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened, how the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Holding back this, thinking about the fear I've had so long. When somebody here listen to the fear that's gone.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. RJ.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I have two questions. One is there any printed or public information regarding the judges that are on the ballot for this election?
there's a report that's put out by the Missouri Bar Association. It's kind of a rating that lawyers give judges. It's a loosely based survey because there aren't any measures in it to ensure that people meet the criteria. For example, you need to have practiced, I believe, at least 20 times in the jurisdiction. So if you are voting on a city judge, then you had to have appeared at least 20 times in the city courts out there, but not necessarily 20 times, not at all 20 times in front of the judge that you are evaluating. And one of the things that I've noticed about the rating system, that the rates are always lower across the board, sometimes by double digits, of judges of African descent and women judges. So I don't put much stock in that evaluation because it's easily manipulated and it doesn't reflect necessarily an attorney's full knowledge or full ability to assess fairly the judge that they're evaluating. Because all attorneys that are members of the bar are sent the survey. And so there's nothing to determine whether or not they filled it out fairly or that they're telling the truth when they filled it out.
Okay. Also, I'd like to know what level are these judges? What service level are they?
Well, I believe that there are some appellate judges in there. There's also circuit judges, and then there are associate circuit judges.
Because it's rather difficult to vote on them not knowing very much anything about them.
It is. It's what I always recommend to people: if you don't know, then don't vote.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the cynical part of me always says, well, vote no on everybody, but there are people in there that deserve yes. So are you in the city or the county?
City.
Okay. You know what? If you listen on next week, Irene and I are going to go through that, and I will try to go through those judges all week long next
week.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Take
Thank
care, RJ.
Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Floyd.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding.
You know, this cell research is a very serious subject.
Yes,
and
it is.
I'm so happy to have your guest on the radio this morning. What's her name?
Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
And she sounds very important, serious about, you know, why did people put her picture on Jim Talent's website and things like that. But, you know, Liz, I think this is what Jim Talent does to people to try to get African people to support him.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching some of his ads on TV, Liz, and I tell you, it's disgusting what he said about Claire McCaskill. It just really made me want to go in the bathroom and just throw up, it will be. It is absolutely outrageous that this man can lie about his voting record. 18 years, this man's been a congressman in the Contract America and all this other stuff he's done about taking fools out of children's mouth. Why would I want to vote for a clown who's voted with 98% with George Bush?
94% with George
94%
Bush.
94% with George Bush. It don't make no sense, Liz. It's just absolute insanity.
Unless you support everything that George Bush has done, then you vote for him. But no legislator should be that blindly loyal to... is there anybody in your life that you agree with 94% of the time?
But, you know, Liz, it really hurts me to see people. And I think Claire McCaskill should be a U.S. Senator. I think I love to see Claire McCaskill to go to Washington and fight for these issues and take on the Kid Bonds and the Mitch McCullums. That's what we need. We need somebody to stand up for them for once and stop being a coward and stop buying down to Dick Cheney and Hatton Burton and all this other stuff.
Absolutely.
You have a good weekend, lady.
All right, take care of yourself, Floyd. And don't forget that... this weekend, tomorrow. This weekend is here. Wow. Can you believe it's almost November? Where did October go? I thought that September was on a bullet train. I was wrong. October was the bullet train. Next week is November. Is that right, Howard? Is that right? Next week is November. Lord. Lord. Well, anyway, let me bring you back to the present. Tomorrow. Maybe that's because we're looking ahead so much. Maybe that's why the time flies so much, because we're always looking ahead to a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday. I don't know. But anyway, tomorrow, as I make you look ahead, tomorrow at 9 o'clock at 1020 North Taylor, the International Urban Institute will be meeting. And we will be showing a film at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. They're building there at 1020 North Taylor, an extraordinary film. It's really a documentary that you need to see. It's about... The stealing of the votes in 2000 and 2004, it's called blackout. It's a powerful, powerful piece that we need to have in our mental Rolodexes. We need, bring your children. This is a wonderful civics lesson. This is a wonderful, wonderful civics lesson that we need to, participate in. So it's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. The address is 1020 North Taylor. International Urban Institute, we're trying to do our thing. We're trying to empower and educate and inform our community. And work on our issues. 1-877-920-WGNU. Malik.
How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I want to say something. Since 1975, I haven't seen no real black leadership rise up yet. I've seen some fakes rise up, claiming to talk for black people, but they haven't changed any code for them at all. No kind of way since 75. Real leadership died then when Elijah Muhammad passed away. Real leadership for blacks who opened up schools without white help and taught black children a subject that hadn't been taught in public schools. I have seen this, and I'm sorry to say it, as much as I love my people, I don't see anything but a dependence upon this Caucasian to do these things. And yet, how can you paradoxically turn around and say this man is a devil on one end and beg him on another and ask him to heal all of your diseases and you call him a devil? I wouldn't do it, would you?
Well, I don't view my people through the same lens that you do. I think that there are weak components of every group of people, but I don't view my people
as... I'm speaking in leadership.
Uh-huh.
I don't see any leaders yet that have risen up that have had any real worth for black people. They've never changed the curriculum in teaching black people. They've never stopped going in bars and participating in the same thing that the ordinary public does. You couldn't lead me that way.
All right. Thank you, Malik.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution as at lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me. Kathy, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Liz. I don't want to disagree with your friend Malik, but I do want to tell him that there are very few people now who want to advertise and say that the Honorable W.D. Muhammad in Chicago is actually trying to do something with our people and with other people of other religions. I'd like to put that out for there, because there are so many things, like you say, there are news stories that are blocked off of the television because they don't want the truth told. I think if this country would open up its access to media and listen to Imam W.D. Muhammad, there wouldn't be any problems about who has leadership. Thank you.
1-877-920-WGNU.
Yeah, they weaken our town.
Vernon?
Yes.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Liz. I was just calling to comment on the last caller. We don't need black leaders. All we need is to have black individuality and black strength. As individuals, we can be our own leaders. We can show our own power. We don't need to be led around.
Well, here's the thing. I think that is something that we need to reconsider in this respect. There is there is power in a collective.
Yeah.
We cannot afford to, or we should not expect that things will happen for a group if there is not a collective actions by the group. And
wait,
all
that's
that
goes back to individuality?
No, it goes to collectiveness, and always there will always be a leader of whatever group. The challenge is not to lose sight of the group's issues when one person moves on or is taken away. That is the challenge. It's not the problem having a leader. It's the problem of not pursuing the issues after a leader is gone.
Okay.
All right, and I got to roll. Thank you so much, Vernon. My name is Liz Brown. I will be back. Stay with me. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Look, it's Halloween weekend. That means it's time for the Monster Sale at Sears. That's right, the Monster Sale at Sears. Get on down to 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Take advantage of the Monster Sale. And while you are there, there's 12% off of all closeout floor models. Get on down to Sears and get 15% off of all regular price Kenmore appliances, plus no interest, no payments for 12 months on any appliance over $399 with your Sears card. The Monster Sale this Friday and Saturday at Sears, 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Discover your newest style in your newest styling place. Eclectic Designs, a totally new upscale salon at 5622 Delmar Suite 105 in the Central West End. A full-service salon for everyone from 3 to 103. Eclectic Designs makes everyone look good. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eclectic Designs, 5622 Delmar Suite 105 in the Central West End. 314-367-9548. 314-367-9548.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality, and find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film, Blackout, at the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
That's what you said, for that I'll love you forever. You kept your word to me, for that I'll love you forever. A promise is a promise in my eyes. Can't say you're gonna just.
You can't say you're gonna just to compromise. Come on now, a promise is a promise. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want my toll-free long-distance number, 1-877-920-WGNU, because I'm planning your life. Don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock, doors open at 6:30. Why a Millions More Movement? The keynote speaker, Minister Ismail Muhammad, National Assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, will be speaking at the Mildred Bastion Theater for the Performing Arts at St. Louis Community College, Forest Park, 5600 Oakland. You want more information? Here's the number, 361-9191, 361-9191. The Greater St. Louis Millions More Movement Local Organizing Committee and the Muslim Student Association presents Minister Ismail Muhammad to speak on Why a Millions More Movement tonight at 7 o'clock at 5600 Oakland. That's the Mildred Bastion Theater at St. Louis Community College at Forest Park. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Lord, we have a whole lot of stuff. Lord, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. What'd I say? Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. There's a story that I want to share with you about something that you probably don't know about, how far astray this administration has gone, and how far astray for money this administration has gone in Iraq. Hans Blitzes is not incorrect in saying that it's worse in Iraq than it was before when Saddam Hussein was there. It's worse. It is absolutely worse. Let me get to some callers here, though. Robert.
Yes. Hi, how are you, Liz?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
I'm just fine. Just fine.
What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, listen, I was looking at the Post-Dispatch online here, and it looks like Matt Blunt has a plan to liquidate $5 billion education agency. They call it Missouri Higher Education
Authority.
Legislature Authority, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, essentially, to liquidate it to pay for buildings rather than for education for people of lower income.
Well, how do you make money when you're paying for education with people of lower income?
I guess you get contractors to do what you want them to do.
Oh, no, I mean, you don't make money when you're educating. You make money when you're building the buildings, right?
I guess so.
So your question was?
I guess my question is, you know, what about the people who it was intended for?
That's exactly right. And that has been the question throughout the tenure of Matt Blunt, of where the money is going, who the money is going to, and why the money is going there, and who is suffering as a result of his money decisions. This is a consistent act on the part of Matt Blunt. You know, you shift the money, you privatize things, and the purpose of privatization is to put public money into the hands of private businesses at the expense of public interest. It is. And that's why I think, Robert, it's going to be such a fascinating thing if the Democrats take control of the House and if the Democrats take control of the Senate, how will that impact on the state of Missouri?
Right.
You know, it's going to be a very fascinating thing.
I have one other question.
Sure.
When we look at what was consistently supposedly the Republican stance, which is, you know, we don't spend money, we don't create these big omnibus government agencies,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, take all our money.
Correct.
And then we have Democrats like Bill Clinton who balance the budget. I guess the question is this flipping, and why aren't the conservatives moving on the Democratic bandwagon?
Well, and I guess that really it gives you an opportunity to see if people really are what they say they are. If party affiliation is more important to you than your principles, this is the election that is going to demonstrate that, or give us an opportunity to see into the hearts, into the minds of the people that have stood next to this party. And I even understand people not saying, okay, I'm not voting for anybody because I'm so mad at these Republicans. I'm not going to vote for the Democrats. I'm not going to vote for the Republicans. I would even understand that. But on every single issue that the Republican Party has made their platform, they've trashed it. They've trashed fiscal responsibility. They've trashed security. They have trashed morals, morality. What else is there left to stand on?
There isn't.
So, I mean, it's the revelation time. I mean, things are being revealed now, Robert. We're going to be able to see what these Republicans stand for.
Fair enough.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Take care.
You too. 1-877-920-WGNU. Michelle.
Hi, Liz. The group ACORN has been successfully collecting registration votes for the Democratic Party. Well, I'm wondering, I've got a graveyard next to my house or near my house. I wonder if they'd want to come there and collect some names and birth dates.
Well, I would doubt it. It would seem to me that the Republicans would have already taken care of that.
No,
I would think that they already have.
Lately.
Well, and again, I would think that. Let me ask you this: with respect to the morality of the Republican Party,
the whole party. You know about the whole party, right?
I'm talking about the party as it is represented by its top leadership. Yes.
By one or two people.
The president. Vice president is a moral person. Nice. Dennis Hastert is a moral person.
He might shoot you, but he's moral. But go ahead.
Oh, that's consistent in your world. Shooting people and morality, and also Dennis Hastert. He's moral as well.
I don't know about him.
Well, he's the third person in charge. What do you mean you don't know about him?
His morality. I mean,
So then answer the question. Is he a moral person or not? Don't you have the guts to tell the truth?
I can't answer about any person.
So then you just said that George Bush was a moral person. You
it
don't know that
like
either.
It.
So you don't know if he's a moral person either?
Seems like he is.
But
yes.
You don't know, do you?
Do you know about any person?
I asked you the question, and you said, I don't know about Dennis Hastert, and I'm asking the same thing about George Bush. To get to that consistency that you Republicans never seem to be, to allow yourself to do. If you don't know about Dennis Hastert, then you don't know about George Bush either.
Oh, that disqualifies across the board?
I'm asking you for a straight answer.
Okay, what's your question?
Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Alfonso, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Well, that was funny. What is it with these people? I don't even understand why they call in and make those crazy statements, and then, she didn't even know who half the top leadership is of her party.
Well, no, she knew. No, she knew, but here's the challenge to it. If you are the person of morality, then tell the truth. You know that Dennis Hastert is not moral because he did not protect those 16-year-old babies.
Oh.
And because you put partisanship before your morality, you're going to make yourself, you're going to lie.
That's exactly right. Liz, I was calling to talk about, I just watched this morning on TV, and I worked all last week, and I forgot about that bill that came up there on the Capitol Hill up, in D.C. The President Bush just signed that bill to build 700 miles of a wall that's going to cost us between $2 and $6 billion.
But here's the kicker. Here's the kicker to it.
That is crazy.
Well, period dot. That's crazy. But here's the other piece of it. And this shows the disingenuousness of the Republican Party. He didn't say when that wall was going to be built, and it doesn't say if it is going to be built.
And who's going to walk it?
Well, here's the thing. It's not going to be built. He signed it to appease some Republicans out there that are running for office. It's not going to be built. He doesn't want to build a wall. It's not going to be built.
You know, all these people are talking about, well, these immigrants. You know, hey, before any immigrants get here, they ain't giving us nothing. They're cutting our Medicaid already before you consider any immigrants.
Mm.
They're cutting off, like, the minimum wage bill. They're not paying us nothing. Now the taxes that we pay for this war, man, I can't even keep a dollar in my pocket. The whole country's suffering right now in their pocket before they get to talking about some immigrants coming to get our money. That is just another scare tactic trick from these crazy Republicans.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah.
All right. Take care of yourself. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. Deborah.
Yes. I just have to say to those callers, George Bush is so immoral. I mean, he makes immoral look bad. You know, he just redefines immoral, him and Dick Cheney. And the consolation that I have is a special place in hell for the both of them.
Ouch. 1-877-920-WGNU. In all fairness, I think it depends on how you define morality. It's moral for you to have children sitting in Guantanamo Bay without talking to lawyers or charging them. It's moral for you to say, I don't have to follow the Geneva Conventions. If I want to torture, I should be able to do that. It's moral for you to lie to the country about weapons of mass destruction and take us into a war. It's moral for you to give billions of dollars to this war and not billions of dollars to schools. That's moral? That's moral? You're on the wake-up call.
Liz, you made a great point. Those, I'd like for you to continue addressing those people. I give them credit for at least having the courage to call in and say something to you so you can't have
have the opportunity to respond to this such nonsense. But I wanted to ask you, what do you make of the support that the father support? Have you heard that? I'm sure you've heard that commercial that the father
support. The father support, I think that is the most, it is a repugnant thing. It's a selfish, repugnant act. The father support the father support system is center. The father support center deals with men that have economic challenges. Sometimes
exactly.
Poor folks. This is a man. It's so selfish because it's about one individual trying to get some money for his little business. And
exactly.
He will go on TV and tell a lie about a man, about Jim Talent, that Jim Talent is a good person in order for him to get little money for his little organization. When Jim Talent is cutting every person that goes to the Father Support Center needs something that Jim Talent has cut out of government. It is a repugnant, selfish act. It's a repugnant, selfish act. And shame on him. Double
right
shame
now.
On him.
Thank you very much
All
for
right.
your show, Liz.
Thanks
Take
for
care.
Your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. I see y'all. I'll get at you when I get back. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Laurie Falkerson. Join me every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 920 WGNU. You'll enjoy hearing stories of people who are making the difference in the lives of others. Join me, Laurie Falkerson, Monday morning at 10 on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Sergeant Gary Wiggard. Don't touch that dial. Step away from the radio. Why? Because I'm next.
Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Do you really want to know what happened in 2000 in Florida and in 2004 in Ohio? Sure you do. Come on down to the International Urban Institute at 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute of Racial Equality. And find out what really happened. How the votes really weren't counted. Watch the film Blackout at the International Urban Institute this Saturday at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss it. We will have a panel discussion about how your votes will be protected, how your votes can be protected this election. You don't want to miss this film Blackout. At the International Urban Institute meeting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, this coming Saturday, at the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality, 1020 North Taylor. Be there.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Oh, Lord. Turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rah-rah, but we got to keep
1-877-920-WGNU. Howard, is it time? Is it time? Oh, my goodness. Oh, forgot to plug the big old barrel up so it can start turning and we get these names. What names? Names for the contestants. For the Liz Brown Because We Care package, all kinds of groovy stuff in there, all kinds of groovy good stuff up in there. The barrel is turning, and the winner is, congratulations, Aura Richardson. You are the winner. You are the winner in today's Liz Brown Because We Care package giveaway. Don't worry.
You realize how many times she's called.
She's going to be one happy, happy person.
She's been doing that for a year.
Congratulations, Aura. Woohoo! You are the winner. Congratulations. And next week for the rest of you all, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. See, there's a lesson in that, Howard. Persistence pays off, doesn't it? Persistence paid off. Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. Harold.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Are you on a speakerphone?
Beg your pardon?
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes.
Can you fix that, please?
I didn't figure out for you.
Yes, please do. Okay. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm going to let you fix that, and I'm going to get to somebody else. Chuck.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Do you watch BBC?
On occasion.
I just happened to, I think it was the 11 o'clock newscast last night.
Well, you know I wasn't up at 11 o'clock
yeah,
last night.
Yeah, I know.
All right. All right. Let me just make that clear. I was not up at 11.
Come in the next morning. But it was interesting. One of the commentators was talking about how much trouble Tony Blair has gotten himself in
lockstep
mm-hmm. with George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know he's already announced he's leaving next year.
That is correct.
Right, because of the pressure or the things that have happened in Iraq. So, you know, they're saying that by him continuing to follow George Bush, their country is in jeopardy. And one other thing, they showed a clip with Maliki, the prime minister of Iraq,
mm-hmm.
standing side by side with Sadr
mm-hmm.
in Fallujah.
Mm-hmm.
And they were complaining about the United States went in there and attacked Sadr's militia without the approval of this prime minister. Sadr had agreed to cooperate with Maliki to kind of pacify the Shiites. And he said that would never happen again.
You
know? And so they're upset with him.
Wow. He's just not, you just don't invite them to a party. Absolutely.
You know.
Thanks for your call.
Yeah, you have a great day.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
1-877-920-WGNU. Harold.
Good morning again, Liz.
Good morning.
You know, I've been hearing about how people complain about people migrating over in this country here. And see, you got to understand the facts as far as history, you know, that how many Europeans had migrated to this country and when blacks at a particular time that had built this country and was very gifted as far as in different crafts and masonry, carpentry, and et cetera, et cetera. And because migrating here, it completely just took their jobs from them. So now this thing is turning around. Now you got Mexican migrating here. Now all of a sudden, you know, we got a problem with it. Are you following what I'm saying?
I'm following you.
You know, so then I heard the conversation as far as leadership this morning. You know, I think being a leader is, we all have to be a follower. You know, leadership.
I think that there are tree shakers, there are jelly makers. Everybody has a role.
Yes, and that's the point I'm making, because, you know, when it comes to the power of birth, or when it comes to the power of death, me or you do not control that. So we all have to be so subordinate. That's, I mean, under a higher power, something which is, we're talking about energy, we're talking about reason, we're talking about energy, time, philosophy, life.
You don't think that there are people out here that are leaders?
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you.
I'm not asking whether you're agreeing or disagreeing with me. I'm just asking you a question.
Oh, yes, but I was saying that, answer your question, being a leader, we all have to be followers. Because there's no one individual, they didn't be in the field as far as knowledge, but they are limited to their knowledge because there are other people, and so, I mean, they know something that they do not know, and we are subject to one another, so, I mean, for all that to work. And as you already said, you know, that there are jelly makers and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Tree shakers, jelly makers.
Tree shakers or whatever, you know. It takes all that to make a whole.
It takes everything.
Right.
And I don't think that...
All of us are leaders as far as power. That's what they were saying. So we get back to mind reading, et cetera, et cetera. We can't get so caught up as far as... And this is what the subject we have been talking about, you have been talking about, as far as in the political arena. We can't get so caught up that we cannot be analytical thinkers, okay? And just because somebody in a position of leadership... Okay, and disagree or something with what they tell us.
They are absolutely 1,000,000% correct. Thank you so much.
Okay,
you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. 1-877-920-WGNU. Earl. 1-877-920-WGNU. Please don't forget tomorrow at 9 o'clock, the International Urban Institute presents to you, for your viewing pleasure, a movie that has not been shown in the city of St. Louis, and the first time showing, Blackout, what happened on Election Day in 2000 and 2004. Come on down to 1020 North Taylor. 1020 North Taylor. That's the Firefighters Institute for Racial Equality. We are showing the film Blackout. Be there. It's a wonderful teaching opportunity. We're going to talk about voting, what you can do. We'll have some sample ballots there for you so that you can see some of the things that are going on, and we'll talk through that and have a bit of a panel discussion. So be there tomorrow at 1020 North Taylor. That's the address, 9 a.m. That is the time. The movie's name is Blackout. Be there. 1-877-920-WGNU. Look, a week from next Tuesday is Election Day. Wow. A week from next Tuesday is Election Day. Double wow. This time is just jumped up on us. My goodness gracious, you need to prepare yourself. We all need to prepare ourselves for the election that is coming at us. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my number. Earl, good morning.
How you doing, Liz? Can you help me out with some? Because my memory is as well. This guy, Mercado Asada. He's a militant, right? Or let's say he's a militia guy, right?
That is correct.
Now, the American troops didn't we fight out with them or something? Didn't he kill American troops? I mean, that's what I want to say. Hasn't he killed American troops?
That is correct.
So why does he have any legitimate... Why are we cooperating? I don't get it. You know, I don't know.
Well, because it's not our country. It's not ours to control. It's not our country. If the Prime Minister of Iraq wants to have a dealing with him, that's his call. America doesn't have any right to say yes or no on that. America needs to get up out of there. Because if the same reason that George Bush and Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld were cheesing in a picture with Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean,
I think that's horrible.
Well, you know, again. The fact of the matter is that America doesn't have any problems with people that kill troops, that hurt Americans, that are dictators. The American administration, the governments don't have any problems with that. And
right.
The truth of the matter is, if we say, this country says, we're bringing democracy to them, then they can hang out with whoever the heck they want to hang out with. Who are we to say? Because we're allowed to hang out with whoever we want to. We hang out with the dictator of Pakistan, don't we? What was he elected to? He got there in a coup.
Guys lose their lives for this. Lose their lives.
That's the question, isn't it? That's the question, isn't it?
All right.
Thanks for your call. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Until then, you know what to do. Stay strong.
More and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us.